awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Hey.
It is Tuesday, December 2nd, and producer Doug is back!
Woo, Doug!
We're excited.
He's so good.
We missed you.
Oh, Doug. He's sitting there in the dark. He's going to fall asleep.
He is going to fall asleep.
It's okay.
He has like a 1 week old. Week and a half.
Little baby,
little
Doug.
Jackson. Speaking of Jackson, it's Tuesday, dude.
What does that mean?
Jax, Tuesday. There's only two episodes left.
Oh, no.
The description for tonight's episode was...
Everyone dies.
Jackson must make the ultimate decision.
No.
No.
Does she live or die, buddy?
I don't know what she's going to do.
Would you kill your mom if she had killed
you? No.
No?
No. What a bad idea. Would you kill your mom if she... No. I don't kill people, my friend.
All right.
I kill them with kindness. I like to heap...
There you go.
I like to heap burning coals on their head with a shovel.
I like it.
My shovel of truth. And the boots of dirt and peace.
Oh, man. It is Tuesday. Someday I'm going to get over this cough.
Yeah.
This sickness, if you will.
You know, okay, at the gym, there's a certain exercise, and when you do it, you get a cough. And it's,
what?
The exercise, it's called Fran, and I can't remember what all you do. But in that specific exercise, usually when you're done, most people walk away from it coughing, and they call it the Fran cough. It's got
weird.
Its own name. It is weird. And the two times that I've done that, because you don't do the same thing every day, they mix it up a lot.
Yeah.
I've walked away with like a for real, like you're like... You can't breathe.
That's weird, man. Mm-hmm.
But it's specifically that one. I don't know why that one's the one that does it so, you know, so much.
See, that's why I don't do CrossFit.
Hey, yep.
Or
I mean, you're coughing as it is, and you're just really sick.
Yeah, it's true. I should probably just get healthy.
There you go.
Let's see. What does our caller have to say this morning? Static!
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, no!
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
I got a cough, Matthew. I got a cough.
You know what? I was just hearing that because I can hear you guys live on the hold. So I remember that Solomon's Porch, which is your guys' fabulous cafe on that campus, that they call Get Soothed, right?
Heard about
it. Oh, yeah, the Get Soothed Tea.
Get Soothed Tea is good.
Maybe that might help you, Steve. Well, that might actually help you with that cough.
You need to get soothed.
It could. Or try some cough drops, too, really. Get some of those. I recommend the honey lemon. The honey lemon ones. I use those when I have a cough, and let me tell you, it helps.
Yeah.
It helps a lot. It helps loads. You wouldn't believe it helps.
Matthew, you'd be proud of me. I've been drinking way less caffeine lately.
I usually
get a coffee when I get here, and then I get like a strong coffee drink, and then I drink more coffee throughout the day. But lately, I've just been having a cup of coffee when I get here, and then I get that soothe tea that you're talking about. And then I don't really drink coffee for the rest of the day.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing. I can tell you this, though.
Tell me.
And I mean, this is what my dad used to be a huge coffee drinker back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But when he found out he had high blood pressure, he had to tone it down. He couldn't have any caffeinated beverages for a while until he got on the blood pressure medication, which he's on now.
Yeah.
So we actually had to help him with that. I remember when he went cold turkey on that. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It was the hardest thing ever.
I've been going cold turkey all week because of all the leftovers.
Hey-o!
It's hard to go cold turkey on Thanksgiving, is it?
And you know what I do? I gobble them up. Hey-o! Bird jokes.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good thing you're actually helping yourself, you know, keep away from caffeine. So at least your blood pressure won't get so high because high blood pressure can... lead to lots of things.
I don't
and
have any blood pressure.
In my family, guys, it's hereditary. So me, I have to watch it even more
hey!
For myself now.
Oh, sorry.
That wasn't a joke.
Oh. You guys kept saying, hey, I was just trying to...
Why isn't that camera working today?
Is the live camera on, guys?
One is.
Guys, it's working.
Now it is. Matthew, if you'll look on the camera, I have a mustache.
I'll have to check it when I get to school this morning because, unfortunately, I used up all my data last night on my phone. My mom has a data restriction on here.
Yep.
So I only get half of the gigabyte I'm on the cell phone I'm using now.
That's it?
So, yeah, the reason she has the restriction is because I have a smartphone, so I have to have internet. It's it's required by my cell service provider that I have internet on a smartphone.
Yeah.
So I have to have that on there. That, and I go through data fast.
Oh, you
really
do.
Fast. I could blow through a 15 gigabyte package in maybe 4 weeks or less.
What?
That's crazy.
It depends what I'm doing, because I'm always on Facebook.
Why don't you just not get on there so much?
That's insane.
Well, I've been trying to get on, guys, for my Facebook fan page, the Matthew from Albuquerque one. I've been trying to do a lot of edits. I've been trying to put a banner up there.
Pause.
I'm trying to make my own custom banner. Yeah.
There is a Matthew from Albuquerque fan page?
Oh, yes. If you go to facebook.com/Matthew from Albuquerque, I think it's /. Yeah, if that doesn't work, that URL I just gave you, folks, go to my website, mattrt66.wix.com/Matt from ABQ, and you guys will find it.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you guys find it?
Yep, and we just liked it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. Hey, you know what? If you guys out there are listening to me now, please like me on Facebook. I'm going to be posting a lot more, and you'll now be able to request Facebook fan shout-out.
Matthew, amazing. Hang on. You said you're on here a lot. You've only got 3 posts. What are you doing?
I've been trying to create. There's a software through another website where you can make a banner for your page.
I wanted to know. That's an honest question.
Yes. I've been trying to fix it, guys. I've been trying to make a new banner for myself, like with my name and physics. It says, welcome to the official Facebook page of Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And then I want to put one of my favorite Bible verses on there, which is John 16:33, New International Version. Like just the title
version.
To the scripture.
The new
Spanish
version.
New International.
Oh,
new
I wanted to put that on there, guys, but I've been having some issues with the website that I use to create the banner.
Okay.
For some reason, it's not working. Like when I try to publish it, it doesn't
save
it. Punch,
tell us what song you want to hear, because we got another call that we have to take.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what? Give me some Fall Glass Fall by Project A6 this morning.
Okay.
Can do.
Thank you, guys.
I will play
you tomorrow. Remember, as we say in DECA, we in business.
The distributive educators of corporate America.
I love it. So good.
All right, later, guys.
Later, buddy. Bye. Matthew from Albuquerque, everyone.
Let's see.
Do we have a call online, too? We got to take it. We got to take it.
Is it
I don't
there?
Even know who it is.
All right, Doug's
Producer
got
Doug.
Right now.
Producer Doug.
Doug, hang up on him. Hang up.
Them, they hung up.
No.
Will they call back?
No call back.
Coldplay performed last night.
They did.
Well, U2 performed last night for World AIDS Day.
Yeah.
For Monday Night Football. But Chris Martin filled in since Bono, like, broke something.
Yeah.
And the boss filled in. We have to... Doug, at some point you have to get this audio. Because Chris Martin sang, and the boss sang, and they both reminded me that Bono really is one of the greatest voices in the universe, because neither one of them could really do a good job.
They should have let me sing.
You too.
Don't make me sing.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Day!
Chris Martin sang that one.
What is this?
I don't know. Static.
Only I love coffee in the morning. Yay! Me and Matthew are coffee buddies. Coffee is the greatest.
That's so good, Willie. So good. So good.
I'm just thinking that everybody should have some coffee in the morning, or some tea. Tea is great too, but coffee is the best thing. I was just thinking, it's so really wonderful. Yes. Have you guys had your coffee yet this morning? Because that would be very helpful.
That's
probably
what I'm
for
doing.
Your cough, too.
I'm
you know why
it.
They put cough in coffee? Because it helps with the cough. Cough.
Willie, how much coffee have you had?
Yeah, dude.
Is. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Hey-o. Willie, I've got a mustache.
I am so proud of you. Blobecito, you have a mustache.
It's
oh,
a baby.
I'm so happy, buddy.
It's a baby mustache.
Awesome. Keep it going, though.
It's like a blanket for your upper lip.
It really is, and it's cold right now, so I'm trying to convince him he needs to keep it.
Like keep it, brother. Keep it.
Here's the
I'll
deal.
I'll take it.
Don
it's
says,
almost a beard.
Don says, you look like one of the guys from Great Gatsby. And I was like,
that's
Leonardo?
Cool.
And she's like, no, it's the bad guy with the mustache. And I was like, I look like the bad guy? The bad guy. And she was like, no, it's kind of cute. And I was like, what?
Yeah, it's like
who
Brandon,
are you?
It's like Brandon Flowers. That's what I thought.
I was like, the domestic abuser? That
no,
guy?
Dude, Brandon Flowers from The Killers is who you remind me of. So maybe
you're
a killer.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
a killer,
yeah.
man.
You're a killer.
So you're a killer. You're a bad guy with a good heart. Let's just go with that.
There you go.
Oh, man. I got a heart of gold. It's just tarnished
you
with
do.
Barnacles.
Two eyes and a heart of gold.
Wooly, you are a UNM dude.
I am a UNM dude. I am currently employed there. I got my degree from there.
How do you feel about the Pit?
Honestly, can we just talk right now? I'm going to make some people mad.
Okay.
Now, you guys, it's called the Wise Pies Arena. You got to get it right. It's
right.
Legal.
For those that don't know, yes, the Pit, they sold their naming rights yesterday to Wise Pies Pizza. So from now on, it's called Wise Pies Arena.
This is a real thing, too. This is not a joke. This is no hoax.
Right. This is actual life. But you're not dreaming.
It couldn't have been like Frontier Roll Arena or Dion's Ranch Arena.
Or Woolly
Arena. We just dropped it and made it Dion's Ranch. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. The Dion's
Ranch.
We're
going to go play at the ranch.
Yeah. The ranch, bro. The Dion's Ranch. See, that's a great idea. Everybody knows Dion's Ranch. Nobody knows Wise
the
Pies.
The Pit to be known as Wise Pies Arena.
Nobody knows Wise Pies, but who doesn't love pizza?
Yeah, but have you ever had Wise Pies?
There it is. Hey,
no,
look.
No, I've never had Wise Pies.
Okay. Back here it says AKA The Pit.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like you're trying to...
So it's
like
here's where I'm at with it. Here's where I'm at with it. We can still call it The Pit. We can call it whatever we want. We can call it Dion's Ranch.
Okay.
We can. We have choice and full ability to do whatever we want. We can call it The Pit. People will still call it The Pit. That said, our athletics department went out there and they thought that they would just make a bunch of changes and purchase it. No, we don't have the money for it. So if people want... Who doesn't want pizza? People are going to go buy pizza. Pizza's just trying to give back to you, people.
Oh.
Pizza loves you.
Sounds to me like you're a wise guy.
Hey.
Oh. I do love pie, though. Pie is so...
Woolly Arena.
Why didn't they call it the Wise Pie Pizza Pit?
The Wise Pie Pizza Pit.
Oh, the Pizza Pit.
Pizza Pit.
Oh, good.
Oh, come on. See, that's even better.
Pizza Pit.
Woo! I like Woolly Arena. I think Woolly Arena.
Wise Pies is like a Subway for pizza.
What about Woolly Pizza Pit?
Things would get a little hairy, I think.
Oh, man. There you go.
All right. I love you guys so much. That's my opinion. I'm down for it. It gets our athletics department out of the red, which I'm for, you know.
Yeah, $60 million it cost to renovate the Pit.
Yeah,
$60 million.
They sold the naming rights for $5 million, so they barely put a dent in it.
Yeah, but at least they're doing something, you know?
That's true.
At least they're doing something.
They're doing something.
They're trying.
Steps towards financial stability. Life is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I love you guys.
I love you too.
Happy Tuesday. Woo! Let's go own this. Let's go do this. It's going to be a great day. But you guys need to go get your coffee, man.
Booyah!
Yeah!
We'll have to do that coming up. All right.
Hey, and you know what? Can we just say how much we missed Doug?
We missed him. We missed him a lot.
Mucho.
He's a beautiful man. We miss him. He's good. Happy Papa is what he is. And I love you all. Have a great day. I'll talk to you all later.
Love you too, Wooly.
Bye, buddy.
There you go. Wooly, everybody.
He is the best.
Dude, we're going to talk about this today. Wise Pies Arena. That's the name. It's real.
It is real.
I don't know how to feel yet. We'll talk about that, of course, right around the corner. Breaking news and birthdays, because the wonderful Doug is back.
Yeah, he is.
We're very excited for that. Right now, by request, some P86 for Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hey-o. It's time for breaking news. I'm really stoked because Doug's back.
Yes.
Doug, we did birthdays yesterday without you and it was okay. It was just okay. I mean, it worked, but it was just okay.
It was bad.
It wasn't bad. It was just okay.
It felt bad.
We did a lot of news.
Yeah.
And not so many. But there weren't a lot of birthdays anyway.
No, it was a pretty terrible day for birthdays.
It was Sarah Silverman's birthday.
It was a pretty terrible day for birthdays.
Today, though, it's going to be different because it's December 2nd, 2014, and the number of the day is 945.
Ooh.
That's dollars paid for the average company executive's office chair.
Whoa!
It's an expensive chair. I wonder how much that chair costs. I'd say about $60.
I was going to say $45.
Yeah. Crappy chair. All right. Cool, guys. Let's get to some breaking news. It turns out that Scarlett Johansson was secretly married back in September.
Whoa!
We didn't want to tell anybody, but now I guess you guys know.
That makes me sad.
Well, she's cool,
man. She didn't even, like, send an Evite.
I know. It's because I didn't send you an Evite because she got married to me!
Oh, no!
That was what I was saying. We didn't want to tell anybody.
Oh, we didn't want
to. We, as in me and ScarJo.
Gosh.
Or should I say ScarLo now because her last name's Lot. Boom! I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
In case you guys didn't know. The mustache is powerful.
Yeah.
It grows in strength by the minute. Also, I wore my nice sweater that's very soft. Feel this soft. Feel how soft this thing is. What?
It's pretty soft.
It's pretty soft.
What is that? Where'd you get that? Is that new?
Yeah, it's new. I found it on sale at a store.
Oh, okay.
It used to be like $80, and I got it for $20.
No way!
I wait for the good deals.
Yeah.
It's probably cheaper now if I went back. Yesterday was Cyber Monday. A lot of people were on the internet getting deals, man.
I spent $0.
Scoping some deals. I know, me too. I don't care about all that crap.
Yeah.
But I guess I should. I guess some people, you know, found ways to get great deals on things with Cyber Monday.
Last year we went crazy for Black Friday and like the Small Business Saturday. Spent a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Got all of our Christmas shopping done. This year I totally
spaced
just
it.
Just blew it.
Blew it. He said, forget it.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it this year.
That's we took okay. our kids with us. We're like, hey, do you want this? Yeah. That's Christmas.
That's Christmas.
All right. See how much that is? That's a lot. It's Christmas.
Whoa.
Merry Christmas in November.
That's kind of early.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm sure they appreciated it, and they won't appreciate it Christmas morning. When
right.
Like,
but what about...
But I thought there was going to be more automatically, because it's Christmas.
Go outside with those baseball gloves you guys just got. Those ridiculously expensive baseball gloves.
They're nice, though.
Yeah, they are.
They're very nice baseball gloves. Cakeball star Buddy Velastro pleaded guilty to a DUI.
Whoa.
Yep. Yep. Last night, Chris Martin and the boss, Bruce Springsteen, filled in for Bono. You two had a special, it was World AIDS Day yesterday,
World
so they
AIDS
had a big special concert. They aired part of it during Monday Night Football?
They did. It was in Times Square, and the plan was, you know, you two was going to have this celebration because he said Americans have put in more money to the Red organization, which is Bono's organization.
Yeah.
Than they ever have before, and it was like a celebration of how far they've come.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting. Reading some statistics on World AIDS Day, and Bill Clinton was there, former President Bill Clinton. He introduced it, was talking about it, because, of course, during his time as president,
yeah,
did a lot towards that.
Yes, he did.
Oddly enough, you know who the president who has sent the most money to Africa as far as for specifically World AIDS, like, research?
Clinton.
And for,
nope. Bush.
W.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dubs. Old D-dubs.
Yeah.
D-W Stovall. Ha ha, Dave.
In Bono's latest book, he actually talked about that. For all the good, for all the bad, for all the things that people say, like, he has nothing but love for W because...
Because he sent a lot of money.
Because he helped the Red Organization more than any president in history.
Speaking of somebody who wants to help, a man in Vegas won $14 million, which he plans to give to charity and his church.
That's cool.
Yeah. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Wait.
No. Unless you win $14 million and you give it away to charity.
That's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. You know who wouldn't do that? Me! I'll tell you what I would do with that money.
$14 million.
I would execute Plan B.
Yeah?
Yep. Sail out into the ocean to die.
Gosh.
Open a casino on a deserted island.
You wouldn't
island.
Buy, like, Island Nuba or Nubla?
Dude,
Blubla?
I don't... That's billions, man.
Really?
We're talking billions. For an island?
I don't know.
Off the coast of Costa Rica?
Wise Pies bought the name for the pit for $5 million.
Yeah, but we're talking about two different things.
If I won $14 million...
What would you call it?
Oh, man.
Steve-O Arena?
Steve Areno.
Steve Areno. would it be called the It's All We've Got Arena? It's all we got,
gosh.
Guys. It's all we got. You and him basketball. Claim to fame arena.
At least we're not like the GoDaddy.com arena or something
would
like that.
Would it be Comeback Breaking Bad Arena?
Ooh, Better Call Saul, that first trailer. Saw a first peek at that.
We have a friend that's in that show.
Dude, we have a friend who posted something on Instagram yesterday. He's currently filming a movie right now. With Randy Orton.
Ridiculous.
He was with him yesterday.
With him. With him, Doug. Hugging him.
That's our all-time favorite wrestler. She lost her mind. Like, she's been all caps commenting on all of his stuff now.
She commented, bring him to my house.
She needs Randy Orton to come hang out with us.
Dude, if he came to your house, though, he would body slam you or whatever.
RKO me.
He would.
He'd RKO me.
And then him and Chrissy would run off and execute plan B.
I would be totally okay with that because it'd be like, hey, it's Randy Orton.
It's Randy Orton. You got to do what you got to do,
like,
girl.
Man, weren't you? If people came up and they're like, whatever happened to Chrissy? I thought you were married. I'd be like, dude, crazy story.
Dude, Randy Orton RKO'd me.
Entrance music came on, like, beep, as he walked in the door. Beep. And just ran up. Boom! RKO! Gaga! Like, through my coffee table.
Yep.
And when I came to, Chrissy and Randy Orton were gone. And they'd be like, cool story, bro. And I'd be like, I know.
They took the boys.
They
only left you Indiana.
Yeah. Oh. So it's just me and the dog.
Dang, dude.
Yeah. That's a story right there. That'd actually be a good WWE story. And maybe they wouldn't be sucking so badly.
I don't know, man. I watched the clip when Sting came back. And it was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome.
That's because of childhood memories.
I know. I was swept away with nostalgia.
Yes.
It was great.
Yeah.
He was just staring, you know, and he's got the receding hairline, but he's still just staring. You're like, you could have just pushed the makeup a little further. It's okay. But he's just staring. And then he did his fake beat the crap out of Triple H thing.
Wait, he beat the crap out of Triple H?
Yeah, dude.
Fake.
He did the stinger to him.
That's not real.
He, like, Triple H kind of lunged at him, and he was like, boom, hit him. And then Triple H was like, and then he did this, boom.
I don't know what the stinger is.
It's where,
guys, I was a WWE.
Doug, let's see, what's he, he gets him, he wraps him up like this right here.
Is it like the Walls of Jericho?
No. It's kind of, it's backwards. I don't know. We'll show it to you.
Yeah,
we've got the move.
We're on the webcam. Let's just do
this. We've got the move. All right. Yes. Moving on.
Yeah, sorry.
Singer Susan Boyle says that she just acquired her first boyfriend.
What?
At the age of 53.
By saying terms
she feels
like
very
acquired
fortunate.
Is probably yes. Why she's never had one.
I have
one.
Recently acquired my first boyfriend. The acquisition went smoothly. Both parties were very satisfied. We've got a few more details to work out.
Oh, man.
People magazine posted an obituary for 98-year-old Hollywood legend Kirk Douglas,
Who
is not dead. We talked about this yesterday. He is not dead.
No.
Yet.
Not dead,
but he's
guys.
Also 98, so.
Not dead.
Could have just been a preemptive strike.
Yeah.
What if he wasn't dead when they posted it, and then, like, next week he passes away, and they're like, do we run it again?
Oh, man.
Change the date?
I'm just saying that. Ugh.
That's bad. Retail sales for Black Friday were down 11%.
Ooh.
Many people just saying, I don't care about it.
I wonder if it's because they're open on Thursdays now. There were so many Thursday deals that kind of stole some of the Black Friday thunder.
Mm. I think that could be true. A sprawling house in 100 acres are for sale for only $250,000 in New Hampshire.
Really?
Of course, it used to belong to tax outlaws who have the property rigged. With explosives.
No way.
Awesome. Doug, plot of a movie, me and you. Steve-O is the guy in the control center. He's mapping it out. You're the computer guy. Me and Doug are on the scene, on the field. Doug gets his legs blown off.
No.
I have to rescue him.
Lieutenant Doug.
Lieutenant Doug. And then he gets really jaded and he yells at the end of the sky and the
ocean.
I love
you, Lieutenant Doug.
But then I pick Doug up and run with him into the house where there's more booby traps, but then we find a pair of cyborg legs.
Booby trap!
And we put them onto Doug, and then he is Robo-Doug. He's not Lieutenant Doug anymore, he's Robo-Doug.
I like Robo-Doug.
And we walk around, and we take that house, and we execute Plan R.
Plan R?
Plan R is opening a casino in New Hampshire. Plan R is a barcade. We take the house and we turn it into a bar that has tons of old vintage arcade machines in there.
Arcade.
And I just watch the money come flying in. I just watch it. I just sit there and just watch the money come in.
That's
I don't do anything. I sit out there on the porch, the wraparound porch, in a rocking chair with a cool glass of lemonade. And I just watch the money come in.
I like that.
The downside is it's winter time in New Hampshire. I'm still drinking cold lemonade and it's freezing, but I'm doing it because I'm watching that money come in.
I drink iced Americanos and it's like 13 degrees outside.
I would have a money blanket.
Yes.
It would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Also, if you're an investor and you want to open up a business in Albuquerque, I have a really good idea. Give me a call.
It's actually a really good idea.
It's a great idea. Starting next month, you will be able to order Girl Scout cookies online.
No way.
Getting with the times. Girl Scout cookies. How do you get a patch for that? Most sold online. Is there a computer on the patch?
A little cyber patch.
Cyber patch.
It's literally a patch.
They email you.
1.01.
They give you a free update. Update GirlScoutCookie.com. An engineering student from India has returned home after his disappointing time in Iraq with ISIS.
Oh.
Instead of making him a soldier, they had him fetch water and clean toilets.
He was the water boy.
Can't win them all, I guess.
Gosh.
That's stupid. Doug, speaking of India, yesterday Naomi came in and threaded our eyebrows.
Yeah.
It went down. Did you hear it? Did you hear any of it? It was funny.
Look at my eyebrows. They're perfect.
Our eyebrows are perfect.
They really are.
We have the most glorious eyebrows.
It was ridiculously painful, and my eye... What is this? Not lashes. My,
eyebrows.
These things?
Yeah. Eyebrows.
Eyelids.
Eyelids.
Even.
Yeah.
Hurt.
Yeah, it wasn't that painful, and we lived through it.
It was really painful. I feel like I got too much sun around my eyebrows.
Part of the reason his eyes hurt so much was because of the tears.
It was quite painful, guys. If you missed that experience, you can podcast it.
Yeah, you can totally podcast it. We don't do a podcast of the video feed, though, do we?
No.
Dang. That's funny. Yeah. It was funny because I was getting mine done and then realized that I had left the wrong camera on, so nobody could see me. Maybe it didn't happen. Who knows? Maybe it just did not happen at all. In Woodbury, New York, a dad is accused of leaving his two children alone in a hotel room so he could join his wife for Black Friday shopping. A hotel employee discovered a four-year-old boy wandering the hotel hallway crying around 4 a.m.
Mm-mm.
The boy and his 11-year-old disabled sister were left to fend for themselves at the hotel. When officers arrived to check on the problem, they followed the four-year-old to the hotel room. They knocked on the door, no one answered. Reception attempted calling the room with no answer. When none of their efforts were successful, authorities entered to find the 11-year-old by herself with no adults around. The 40-year-old father told investigators that he had left the two children about 3 a.m. so he could pick up his wife at an outlet mall. Once he made it to the mall, he shopped with her for another hour. Both children were examined by a doctor. No injuries are reported. But I mean, come on!
Nope. Oh, man. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Nope. Speaking of nope, about 12% of people globally are left-handed.
What?
Yeah, the short form of that is wrong. You're more likely to be one if you're male than female and if your mother was left-handed. Lefties' brain structure and use appear to differ from righties.
Hmm.
For example, the neural fibers connecting the left and right sides of the brain are larger in lefties. And lefties differ in how the brain responds to language. I feel like lefties is going to become an offensive term.
Lefties.
Hey, you one of them lefties. But does belonging to the 12% bring some IQ or other benefit? Josh Goodman, an economist at Harvard's Kennedy School, has some new analysis which suggests left-handedness may generally be a curse.
Whoa.
Rather than a gift. He found lefties, on average, score lower on cognitive tests than righties, even after taking into account factors such as their health as infants and family background. Goodman also shows that lefties earn about 10 to 12% less than righties. The gap comes in large part because lefties have more emotional and behavioral problems, have more learning disabilities such as dyslexia, complete less schooling, and work in occupations requiring less cognitive skill. You know what they say about righties?
Huh.
Root word, right.
Wow.
Lefties, root word, wrong. Think about it.
That is crazy.
That is crazy. Aren't you left-handed?
No.
I think you are.
Left-handed?
No! That means that you are. That's what that would. If you've ever accidentally left something behind on a train or a plane, magnify that feeling by, say a million or so to understand how art collector Francesco Platirotti is feeling. After he got off a train in Switzerland, he realized he didn't have his prized possession, a 13th century Chinese scroll worth about $1.3 million.
Whoa, dude!
He notified authorities and the train got searched at the very next stop, but alas, no sign of the scroll.
Oh my gosh.
Reports don't make it clear whether it's insured, but Plateroti or whatever at least still has a certificate of authenticity, which would make the piece harder to sell. Man, that sucks.
Dude, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
I had a bunch of scrolls.
You did?
Yeah, wall scrolls.
Yeah?
They were like Trigun and Cowboy Bebop.
Cool. You had all those in place of friends, right?
Yeah.
I don't need friends when I've got all these Trigun scrolls.
That's pretty great. They're
also,
still in my garage.
I made this giant sword out of styrofoam.
I refuse to get rid of them.
It's pretty cool. I'm going to sign up for cosplay.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm making my costume right now. I've got all the regulations downloaded.
Shut up, Matt!
It's pretty cool.
You just don't know me.
Check it out, man. Check out this Trigun scroll that I bought yesterday. It's got the certificate of authenticity. Like the... It's original. It's original. They made it like 6 years ago. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Huge fan.
It's pretty cool. I've got like not a lot of reasons to live, but I've got these scrolls. These scrolls are pretty cool.
Whatever!
An enthusiastic dog made his television debut as featured pet of the week a little early when he jumped onto a table during a live broadcast of a weather report. Meteorologist Ryan Phillips was caught off guard when a dog unexpectedly bounded onto the desk during his weather report at a Miami TV station. The American Bulldog is named King, and the forecast is 100% chance of laughs.
Okay.
Let's take a look at traffic.
Oh, yes, please.
You didn't like my weather joke?
That was so bad.
It's a 100% chance.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
There's construction at I-25 in Paseo, and there's also construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic, because nothing's going on except for birthdays with our friend Doug.
Yes.
His name is Doug, and he's back from the dead.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, guys.
What was it like being dead, man?
Okay.
I feel like I'm still dead this morning.
Neato.
Yeah. Welcome to parenthood.
Yeah. It's a lot of not sleeping.
I texted Doug last night and said, should I cancel my order for the baby? And he said, yes.
Yeah. Did you guys keep your receipt?
Oh, man.
Yep. Nope. Euros.
There's a receipt?
Yep.
When do you get the receipt?
Nope.
When do you get the receipt, Steve-O? At what point in the process does the receipt happen?
Oh, I had a good one, too.
When is it? Just say it on the radio. Just say it. What could happen?
Oh, Dougie.
Today, December 2nd, 2014. Day 336. There are 29 days remaining in the year. First up this morning, the basis.
Oh, from the... Wait, no.
Nope. Death Leopard.
Oh.
I don't know.
Rick Savage.
I was immediately like trying to think of
Offspring.
Dexter Holland and yeah.
This guy is 51.
54!
54 is correct!
Yeah. Kicking it off strong, babies.
Next up, the American actress, model, artist, and occasional film producer and director of Chinese descent. She got her debut on Ally McBeal.
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu. Yeah. Is this Charlie's Angels?
It is Charlie's Angels.
She's also in Elementary, which is a fantastic show.
Yeah, she plays Watson.
Yes.
Female version.
Jane Watson.
I know what all you lefties out there are thinking. Why do I make 12% less than righties? I can't help you.
Lucy Liu.
You want to be an ambi.
Yeah.
Ambidextrous.
44.
Lucy Liu is 41.
She is 46 years old today.
So close.
Moving on. Next up. American football quarterback.
Yeah, football. All right.
For college, he went to the University of Cal Berkeley, and now he's quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Hey, he's my fantasy football quarterback. My team sucks.
He told his town to relax.
Really?
And they did. And he's like 8-0 since saying that, right?
Something he's outrageous.
Like he's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's outrageous? What'd he do?
He just told, like, they started the season very poorly, and everybody was freaking out, and he said, hey, relax.
And it worked?
And they're, like, 8-0 since. Like, he's just been like, yeah, I'm just going to destroy everyone.
That's what I'm talking about.
Gosh.
I like that. I like that laid-back sensibility.
Yeah. And he's only, like, 31.
He's 30.
He is 31 years old today.
You got two. I've got two. I got two yesterday. I know this. Dido.
Nope.
Eminem.
Nope.
What?
Wait for it.
Is it Dido?
Nope.
Peace out. No. Nelly Furtado?
Yes.
Booyah. You're beautiful.
Wow.
That's for sure. Who was getting... Dawn was getting this mixed up with somebody.
37.
Oh. She's 34.
She is 36 years old today.
I was going to say 36!
And the final birthday today?
Man. Stop it right now.
Is it B. Spears' birthday?
It is.
Shave your head. Awesome. Doug, you look just like her.
She's currently doing a run in Vegas right now.
She is.
Yes. I'm so excited, guys. Oh, man. Today's Britney's birthday, guys.
I wish you would have played Toxic. That song is good.
She
is. Doug, you are on it, my friend.
35. Yeah.
This song is good. Dancing. Baby, can't you
see? No!
What?
The song is pretty good.
It is a great song.
Ooh.
Y'all, I got my trunk rattling right now.
What was the song with the red jumpsuit?
Baby, one more time. Or no, Oops,
no.
I did it again.
Oops, I did it again.
Yeah.
Okay,
Oh my gosh!
It's a good song! Okay, she didn't write it. It's like Dr. Luke or Max Mar, whatever his name
really?
Is. Yeah. Come on now. Okay, what'd you say?
35.
32.
She is 33 years old today. On to date.
So close.
On this day, what year Gillette patented the first disposable razor?
Wow. Disposable.
Disposable, baby.
1979. 1910.
Happened today in 1901.
Okay.
Wow. Flip the 10.
Moving forward, on this day in what year, the Ford Model A was unveiled in New York City's Wharf Hotel and 35 other cities around the U.S., Canada, and Europe. It replaced the Model T and sold for between $395 and $495.
Wow.
1916.
1912.
1927.
Ah.
On this day in what year, what could be called one of the earliest reality shows, Denver's KOA TV transmitted the first human birth to be seen on TV to 49 stations on the NBC network.
Is this Bieber?
Yep. No.
Why do you know all the words?
I don't know.
It's okay to know Britney Spears. That's legit.
Because it's, like, nostalgic.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Toxic is not nostalgic.
What year did Toxic come out? Like, 2000? Like,
yeah, 2002, somewhere around there.
When this did this like come out, Steve-O?
2009.
Bieber? Do you remember?
Yeah. Ish.
Years and years ago. Ish.
Come on, this is when he was still, like, innocent and young. Baby, and have a bunch of tattoos, and he wasn't, like, smoking weed with crazy hip-hop guys and ruining
smoking
his life.
Weed with crazy hip-hop guys. Yeah, he was, see? Baby, baby.
Ah, I just wasn't paying attention to the lyrics.
Baby, baby.
1984.
1987. 1952.
Whoa!
Yes. On this day, what year? George Jorgensen, a former GI who had gone to Denmark in 1950, prepared to return to the U.S. as Christine Jorgensen.
Whoa.
After undergoing 2,000 hormone injections and 6 operations.
1976.
1991.
1952 as well.
Whoa.
So bad. I didn't pay attention to the war he said. I was like, yeah, 90s, man. Cool.
Well, I assume that he went away for some time.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
On this same one year, the Boeing 747 jumbo jet got its first public preview. 191 people flew from Seattle to Washington to New York City.
Who knows how long I loved you. Everywhere I go, people stop and they see. 25 years 1984.
Old.
My mother, God rest her soul,
love
mercy. I just
want to
fly.
Oh, man.
Can you repeat the question?
No, but Boeing 747, first time ever revealed.
Revealed.
Went to...
What'd you say?
84?
82.
1969.
Dang it!
Same year we went to the
Doug,
moon.
Doug, I did guys. Good yesterday, but you weren't here, so it didn't count.
Same year. Sorry.
Went to the moon.
On this day in what year? At a double wedding in Saudi Arabia, a confused father gave his two veiled daughters in marriage to the wrong grooms.
No way.
Days later, when dad discovered the mistake, both girls said it was okay. They were quite happy with the wrong husbands.
Mm. Are you serious? Wow. Yep.
Sometimes arranged marriages, they work out.
That's crazy. Okay. 1994.
Okay, I can do this. Don't get nervous. It's okay. You just gotta get one right, because you haven't got any. It's okay. 1978.
Oh. The number one song for today?
Doug.
No Ooh. Way.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
On this day.
So this was back when you could be racist.
Yeah.
And nobody cared because you couldn't do anything about it. So let's see.
So like 1979.
1974.
1974 is correct.
Yeah!
Strength.
Nicely done.
Today is Giving Tuesday, created to help the giving season get started, reminding people that there is more to holidays than consumerism and commercialization. It's,
okay.
It's Fritters Day.
Fritter!
It's National's Mutt Day.
Oh!
Indiana. I love my dog!
Coming back, we're going to talk about cats. Why are they so furry?
Nope.
We'll figure it out.
Coming back, we got New Music Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah.
No, we don't. I loaded a cat segment.
Oh, no.
I thought today was cat day.
Guys, we have seriously a lot of music to get
we
to.
We do. We've got new music from Least of These. We've got new music from Josh Farrow, who is in Paramore.
Wow.
We've also got a new version of a Paramore song and tons of great other crap.
Yeah,
so
my boy Micah Talk sent me a new song that he produced and wrote. And yeah.
We've got some Locals Rule. It's going to be fun.
A lot
of them, babies.
That's coming up right around the corner. Stay close. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh!
Static.
It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Need to see the trailer.
What?
The teaser was enough.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not watching any Star Wars trailers. I'm just going to the movie theater.
It would be super cool to just go into that knowing nothing.
I'm serious.
I'm going to watch the trailer.
I won't do it.
You know, somehow I've developed an ability to where even when things get spoiled,
yeah,
I still like watching them.
It makes
me more excited.
Can't do it.
Something happened two nights ago that I didn't tell any of you about.
Oh, you knew?
Turn this down. Even before Dawn saw it on Facebook,
yeah.
Before The Walking Dead.
You had seen it?
I had gotten on Facebook not thinking and saw that very picture. And I knew. And I didn't say a word because I knew that it would disappoint. You know, because when somebody says, it got spoiled for me, then everybody else is like, oh, man, because then you kind of want to know. But then you're kind of like, oh, man, that sucks. So I didn't tell anybody. I didn't even tell her. Like, when it happened to her, I didn't even say, It happened to me a few minutes ago. I just let it go.
I was bummed I stopped following The Walking Dead.
Well, you know, they issued an apology. She read it last night. The official Walking Dead thing, they said, we are so sorry that we let a spoiler leak out before the West Coast airing of the episode.
Yeah.
And they were going to work diligently from now on not to let that happen.
Yeah.
They totally spoiled their own show before it aired across the country.
I was pretty upset.
Idiots!
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time for New Music Tuesday.
It is time for New Music Tuesday. Woo! We're so excited!
Yeah, we are. Why are you playing the Dukes of Hazzard music?
Because, man.
No.
We're just some good old boys.
No, we're not.
Never mean it, no harm.
Do you know what this does to me? This makes me think of, like, going to school and some dude pulling up in his giant pickup truck with a gun rack in the back, Confederate flag draped across the window, listening to rap music.
Heck yeah.
And me just thinking, you're so confused. What's wrong with you? Get it right, man.
I grew up on Dukes of Hazzard. That show was awesome.
If you could slide across the hood of your car like that cat could, I would respect you.
Okay.
I do respect you, but I would respect you more.
That's why I named my kids Bo and Luke.
Yeah. Bo is also named Jack and not Bo.
Bojack.
Bo Jackson. Bo knows baseball.
Bo Jack and Luke Duke, which is kind of funny because his name's Luke, but we call him Duke.
New Music Tuesday.
That's right.
Check it out, guys. Excited. We are, and we're going to start off with some Locals Rule.
Yeah.
This first one is from, let's do Jesse G first.
Oh, all yeah. Right.
Jesse G, the song is called The Parting Glass. Jesse says he has a YouTube channel, JRG Covers. Check it out. He goes to Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley, hometown Bosque Farms.
Booyah.
Well, my name is Jesse. I'm 20 years old. About 2 years ago, I started leading worship for the youth group at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. About the same time, my friend Jake started getting into media acts and recording audio. Ever since, we have been practicing, and that is when I started my own YouTube channel. The song that I am sending is one of our favorites, and we want to get some feedback on it. Thanks for the opportunity to do this. You guys rock. So they want some constructive criticism. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
But be honest.
There you go.
Constructively.
Jesse G, the song is Parting?
Yes.
Yes.
It's Parting the Parting Glass.
The Parting Glass.
Yes.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Help these local boys grow.
Yeah.
Constructive feedback.
Do it.
Be more constructive with your feedback. Please.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
It's a Locals Rule.
Locals Rule with Jesse G on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static. Jesse G, local submission. Stop it. The song's called The Parting Glass.
The Parting Glass. He's got a wonder. I think he's got a good voice.
I do too.
Be more constructive with your feedback.
Yeah.
Says Leonard. Leonard says, actually, I really dig this. Thebe says, Jesse G, you need to get better guys to introduce your music. I expected this to suck and was let down. There's nothing wrong with your music. Not for Static, but you probably already knew that. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, sounds good to
me. Yeah, it does.
Bill Peterson says, sounds like very old Randy Stonehill. Nice, but I need to wake up.
Agreed.
Lisa says, very nice. Jesse says, I go to class with this guy. He's an awesome guy and very talented. Dig. Matthew Lopez says, not my style. And then all these faces, these crazy faces. And then Leonard put up that, be more constructive with your feedback from Flight of the Conchords.
Yes.
I love Flight of the
Jesse
Conchords.
G. Yeah, he's got a great, great sound.
Michael said, it's something to make out all the words, or maybe my Detroit diesel's too loud. More diction, nice guitar.
It's too hard? It's too hard.
I think he
means it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday?
It's so hard. All right, the next, hey, thanks, Jesse G.
Yes, dude, for real.
It sounded good, man. It sounded good to me.
Yeah.
It's a little sleepy, but that's fine. Sometimes you need that.
Sometimes you just need a little sleepy.
Sometimes you gotta go to sleep, you know, like at the end of the day. When you're supposed to sleep. Anyway, New Music Tuesday. The next one is a cover of O Come, O Come Emmanuel. We were asked not to share who this is from. But
it's just a local...
Yeah, locals rule, and it's specifically geared for the kiddos.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like, hey, kind of don't care about the feedback.
Yeah.
Just wanted to do something for children.
Just want to throw it out there.
So don't say my name, but it's a locals rule.
All right.
So tell us what you think anyways, I guess.
Let's do it.
All right.
Be constructive.
With your feedback.
Please.
O Come Emmanuel by...
Yep.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. The locals rule.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a Christmas cover.
Stefan says, I can't even. Alicia says, if I didn't know the song, I would have no clue what he's saying. No, thank you. Bill says, Leonard says, you should construct something with your ums.
Yeah.
And Leonard says, nope, not feeling it. Matthew says, no. Michael Harvey says, too much going on here for me. Maybe simplify. My people just need a good word and more music. Next, please. Amen, Michael. Amen. It makes him miss the hammer. Michael, that is the funniest thing you have ever said. Straight up, you just did it.
That was good, Mike.
Little bad news, you just peaked, but that's okay. You peaked well.
Oh, man. So there you go, local submission. O Come Emmanuel says you wrote it for the kids.
Okay, Thebes has some good constructive criticism. He says, stop relying on effects for the guitar and rely more on effect for the vocals. Get a professional to mix it. Change up the bass line a bit or a lot.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. Hey,
that's,
yeah. Good job, everyone. Proud on y'all. I'm proud on y'all.
Yes. It is New Music Tuesday. If you're a local artist and you'd like to get your music played once or twice.
Or even three times.
Send it to us and we will play it. We promise, no matter what, obviously.
Amen.
Studio at mystaticradio.com is our email address, or you can go to our website. It's mystaticradio.com. Under the locals rules section.
Hey, what are you giggling about? All right, this next song is from a local artist called Nocturnal Company. It's called Lost Your Way. And let's read this little bio. Okay. Stop laughing! Nocturnal Company started as the solo project of Gilead Davey McGahey.
Whoa, that's a name!
Or McGahey, I don't know, who wrote and recorded the early albums of the band in the basement of his home after years of writing and recording alone. He fatefully met drummer Jacob Barba on a cold autumn night in 2012.
Gilly!
Both musicians began practicing, and thus Nocturnal Company became a performing act. This comes from the Albuquerque area. Home church, First Unitarian sometimes. That's what I'm talking about.
Have you heard this?
No. I don't listen to locals rule. You know that. I have a stiff regulation about that.
Dig it or bury it.
I want to be just as surprised as you if something bad happens. I don't want to miss out on that. You know? I don't want to miss out on that spontaneous moment of joy.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
You can't make me miss out on that. Plus, if I knew it had something bad in it and we played it, that would make me evil.
Dig it or bury it. Gosh, I still can't even breathe. Oh,
I can finally breathe.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Nocturnal Company.
Yeah.
There's still 2.5 minutes left. One thing I did note from all the local submissions, they're a solid 2 minutes longer than, like, the average.
Yeah. Well, you know, nobody knows that. Like, when we started off, all of our songs are, like, six minutes. Yeah. And then you get in the game, and they're like, hey, if you want a song to play on the radio, three to three and a half, 3:45 at most. If it's a good song, you might get 4 minutes. You know? Of course, we play a lot of stuff. We play, like, album cuts, and so you'll hear songs on here that are longer. But that's this station. That's not every radio. Most radio stations, it's 3.5 or under, and that's it. That's all you get.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Nocturnal Company. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
to see.
What do people got to say about this local submission?
Thieves says, timing seems a little bit off. Bump up the speed a bit. Tighten it up. This could be good. Also, rhyme something different. Marissa says, glad to be hearing my favorite station back on in Clovis.
What? Shout out Clovis.
Heyo. Bill says, kind of dig. April says, dig it. Matthew says, meh. Leonard says, I do dig. I think the song is put together very well. It reminds me of Band of Horses.
Okay.
There's a band called Band. Doug, you ever heard of Band of Horses? Kind of his voice and the guitar reminds me of that. Brian says, I think it has some potential. It's not quite there yet. Michael Harvey says, man, I am swimming in that backbeat. Was this slowed down in editing? Drum fills need to be looked at time-wise. Something needs to make this move more. All right. That's what we got.
All right. One more.
Yes. Well, this isn't technically a... Oh, okay. And about that last one, Stefan says, it's got potential. It's a bit repetitive, but I think it could use some more work.
All right.
Man, you guys are being sweethearts today. Yeah. This isn't a locals rule. This comes from Nashville.
Okay.
So I guess that was the end of our locals rule.
Hey, if you're a local artist and you'd like to get your music played on Static Radio, mystaticradio.com, there's a locals rule section. You can submit an MP3, a band bio, and we'll play your stuff.
I can't. Okay, this song. Wait, will you click on the note for this one?
Yeah, Syndrome of Fire.
Because I think I put the title. The
song's called Run.
Booyah. Don't read the rest of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I write funny little notes to Steve-O that nobody can see. It's okay.
The band is Syndrome of Fire. That's a name.
That is. That is quite the name. You guys named your band that name. Yes, you did.
Song's called Run.
Run.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about Syndrome of Fire.
Song's called Run. Question is, does it make you wanna? Let's check it out.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Syndrome of Fire. Yeah. Yeah, that's Syndrome of Fire.
Stefan says, oh no, pass. Jeanette says, dig, yes, yes, yes. Brian says, junior high me would have loved this.
Right?
You know why junior high you would have loved this? Because Evanescence put the same song out when we were in junior high.
Yeah.
At least me. Yeah. I don't know about Brian. Brian's probably younger than me. Immature adult me, not so much. Leonard says, I don't run, but I need to. Not my style, but it does sound like something I would hear on Static. I wouldn't change the station.
Oh.
Willie says, Willie likey. The name, the song sound. Steve-O waking up while Mateo dances around the studio. Finn. Thank you, Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
Thebe says, so this is the opposite of a guy sounding like a girl. Still not buying it. And Bill put up a picture of Syndrome.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of!
From The Incredibles.
Gosh. Just watched that movie this weekend.
Ah, oh, it's such a good movie.
Still a fantastic movie.
Still a fantastic. That movie is fantastic.
I love holiday breaks because that's usually what happens. Hey, what movie are we going to watch now?
Yeah, dude.
But there was, I think I only saw one new movie, and it was all just like old, fun favorites.
Oh, we watched Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, dude.
And it was great.
It was fantastic, and Chrissy says it was boring.
Chrissy is wrong!
She is!
Just she's about always that, wrong!
She's right about everything.
No, she's not! She wants that Randy Orton to come beat you up in your house, and I'm mad at her.
No, I'll accept that.
No.
I'll accept that.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody beats up my friends.
Guys, Randy Orton's in town filming a movie, and he's my wife's favorite wrestler of all time.
That's cool.
All time. I don't know what to do, man. I feel like I gotta, like, if I really love my wife, I'll go find him.
You gotta take it for the team.
I'm gonna have to, like, chloroform him and take him to my house.
Chloroform!
It would take seven of us
if
to get
one
him through
more
the door.
Band puts out a song that says, save me from myself.
Save me from myself! That's my new band name, dang it!
Every day, save me from myself.
Mm-hmm.
Every day there's a new song written with that line in, and it's the hook.
SMF,
you know what we
man.
Should say right now? Save me from myself.
That's my band
people,
name.
It's so relatable. People can connect with that. Yes, yes, obviously. Stop putting it in songs, though. Say it a different way. That's all I'm asking. How else could you say that?
Save me from myself?
No.
Save me from myself.
Doug, you know what I'm talking about.
Save me from myself.
Save me from myself. Save me from myself. Okay, the next song is a Christmas song.
Yeah!
This is an original from the band So and Tether. We played a song from these guys for a while.
Yeah, great worship track.
What was the song called?
Torn.
No, it was Constant Surrender.
Yeah,
or something
I was so
like
close.
That. But, yeah, yeah. So this song is called Creator Born. Tell us what you think. Again, it's a Christmas song.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Creator Born, brand new Christmas song from So and Tether. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I'm so glad that you guys listened yesterday and you're all referencing it. Dave Meyer says, there are hundreds of us and even thousands with radios who are demanding more songs. Stop talking, just play music, but not this music. Klopez said, without respect, Dave Myers. Bill says he just wants to cuddle. No. You can cuddle with me, Bill.
He said without respect, right?
I thought the whole time he was saying with all respect.
Okay.
And then you switched it on him and said without respect. And I thought that was hilarious. And I was like, I'm going to adopt that into my native tongue. I'm going to say that a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot, because it's my last name. But then, I don't know. Now, he could have been saying without respect. So I don't know.
Podcast. Guess we're going to have to go listen to ourselves.
Brian says that I am old. Yes, I am. Mark says it's like a film soundtrack song, not really a radio song. Stefan says Bill's profile picture wins and the song is all right. Michael says, okay, you're warming up. Dig. Now, this is the best of the morning, impossible purchase worthy. Not as good as Dominic the Christmas Donkey, which I think we can all agree is anything.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
Thebes says solid. Mark says, meh, nice lyrics, but a boring song.
Okay.
And Dylan says, heck yes, diggity. Laura says, I love it. Good lyrics, nice vocals. I like what they did with the keyboard. I hope we get to sing it in worship because I get the feeling it's not for static, but dig anyway.
All right, really enjoyed it, actually. I think it'd be great for the Christmas rotation.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's a Christmas song. Joe the Nanny says, only heard part of it. Kind of repetitive, but it's pretty good.
There you go.
Paul says, more something for K-Love, don't you think?
Mm.
It's a Christmas song, guys.
Peace and love with K-Love from above.
Peace and love with K-Love from above, man.
Come on.
Come on, dog.
Without respect, of course.
I wish that guy would
Without
call back in.
Respect. We got to keep it going through New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. That is the criteria. You get
Next.
There, you say, hey, this or that.
Let's do let's do that new Pharaoh song.
Booyah!
Okay, so this song is called Color Rush, and check it out. A few years ago, if you're a Paramore fan, you know that like the brothers left the band.
Yeah.
And it was a big to-do, whatever. And Josh Pharaoh, the guitar player who wrote most of the music for Paramore, I think.
Okay.
He said that he wanted to do his own project, but that it was coming out soon.
Yeah.
And then it never came out. And it was like, what's happening?
We've been
and it had a different name, and it took forever and forever and forever.
And then his brother Jay Pharoah got on SNL, and he does like great Jay-Z impressions.
Well, the funny thing is his brother Zach, the drummer, did put out his own thing.
Really?
And we play it. Yeah, we played two of the songs. What's it called? The song's called Hurricane Love, and I can't remember the name of the band right now, but we play them.
Oh.
But anyway, finally, Josh Pharoah's put out his project. It's called Pharaoh, and he sings.
Nice.
Because for the longest time, he was looking for a singer, and then he was like, no, I'm just going to do it myself.
I'll just do it.
So here it is.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Ah!
Static.
Pharaoh. Oh, Doug, you let my people go. Yeah, Doug.
Color Rush, name of the song. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
In the chorus, he's saying, you rush in my head.
Mm.
Or in the bridge, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, Stefan says the drums and synth are super rad, dig. Brian says, diggity, Haley who?
Hmm.
Nah. And he also says, in other news, I don't approve of the word diggles. Laura says, dig. Brian also said, now we're talking, but we better stop before we get in trouble. Bill says, I'm seeing red, that's my color, and put up a picture of himself in the airport. That's how he dresses normally. Mark says, I like it a lot, diggles. That's where that's from. And Heem says, sounds like May.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Tell us what you think.
Joel the Nanny says, oh, check this out. I mean, it's no Al City or Jesse G, but I suppose I can dig. By the way, Jesse G is one of my very good pals from childhood, so I expect to hear more from him.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Let's go to the phone lines. Static!
Yeah, I was hoping you guys had more songs that say, save me from myself. I kind of like that theme.
Cool. Hey, we got a plethora of them.
So many. So many. We got Evanescence on the way.
It will never stop.
Wake me up!
I can't get enough of that, man.
There you go, man. Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, man.
All right. Coming up, we got some Brian Head Welch, Save Me From Myself.
We've got
some Evanescence, Save Me.
We've got Syndrome of Fire.
Yes.
I'm sure I could do a quick word search for Save Me From Myself, and I could name you about 70,000 Christian bands. There's probably a Waverly song within it.
Yeah.
With that in it. Bleh! Yeah. Who needs that lame? Okay. The next song is from my friend Jordan Felice from Nashville. He used to sing in a band called A Current Affair. This is his new single. It's called He Is Love.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Jordan Felice, He Is Love. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Stephen says, it's well put together, but not my thing.
Mm.
Mark says, K-Love. Laura says, not my style, Barry. Brian says, this is dig. Joel the Nanny says, I love love. This song makes me love everything. Sif, I love you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Dave Myers says, he needs to be saved from himself. Thebe says, K-Love. David says, Jordan is seriously the most handsome man on the planet. Love that dude.
Okay.
He's a good dude. Oh yeah, they toured together too.
The most handsome man on the planet, though?
He's a good looking kid.
All right.
It's for real. I gave him hair advice long ago, because back when Current Affair was doing their Seosin thing, he would straighten his hair, and then one day we were on tour, and we had an off day, and he didn't straighten it, and it was like all curly and stuff, and I said, Jordan, what are you doing? And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, you need to wear your hair curly from now on. He was like, why? And I said, just trust me. And he did, and he still does to this day.
And the band broke up shortly thereafter.
They broke up, and now he's got his own solo project, Platinum Plus in Nashville, doing good. Now, they went on for a while more.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Oh, are you?
Oh, are they? Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about all the new music. It is New Music Tuesday. I love Christmas music.
Yeah, you do.
And I love this dude. So I'm very, very excited to premiere some new music from The Modern Post.
That's right. Dustin Kensrue has kind of taken The Modern Post, I guess with the fallout of Mars Hill and all that. This isn't directly related anymore.
Right.
But he's decided to take The Modern Post, and whenever he puts out more worship projects, he's going to put it under the banner of The Modern Post. So
totally
people,
cool.
So it's easier to distinguish what he's working on, because he's got so many things. You know, he put out like a solo record, and then he put out a solo worship record, and then he was in The Modern Post, thrice broke up, you know, so he's in like 20,000 bands.
Right.
And so he's trying to, you know,
hone in
and draw some clearer lines.
Yes, so there you go. We have brand new music from The Modern Post. It's called Child of Glory. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Yeah.
It's New Music Tuesday on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. I will live for you alone. The Modern Post, Child of Glory. Dig it or dig it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Dig it or dig it.
Because if you don't like that, you have no soul.
Whoa.
Whoa!
Hey, man.
I
don't need a soul to hold.
What?
Reliant K. Oh. Joel the Nanny says, Christmas, I like the vocals. Dig. Mark says, diggles. Again, great Xmas song for the station. Also, this dude's voice sounds awesome. Mm. Looks like somebody forgot the reason for the season.
Okay.
Christmas. All caps. Never surrender. I just quoted you verbatim a text conversation I had on our work text yesterday. Bill says, nah. Lisa says, yes, new Christmas music, but not schmaltzy. Nice word. Brian says, TMP on Tamp. OMG. But for real, yes, please. The Modern Post. Thebe says, you need to play this at the end of New Music Tuesday to redeem all the other entries you've been talking about. Ryan Woolley, Mr. Woolley says, homie can write a song. Dang, y'all. And Brian Klopez says, we don't even need to vote yes. Yeah. If you're interested in more, the Modern Post with Dustin, all that, they just put out a new EP this past week.
Full EP.
And that is an original song from it. He does a few Christmas covers. It's good.
So good.
Check it out.
So good.
So good.
Makes me happy. Speaking of good, man, I absolutely love this band. Ever since they came through here, they've been one of my favorites, mm-hmm. spinning them nonstop. Huge fan of this record. And, of course, talking about Run River North.
Ayo!
Another track from their city.
Ayo!
Shout out to Celeste on this one, because they were rocking for Double Shot Pick Me Up.
Mm-hmm.
And she added this one in as just like a one to play. If they won, because if you don't know, our girl Celeste does the Double Shot Pick Me Up every day. You can vote on what artists you want to hear back to back. And she threw this one in there for Run River North to play a second track from them. And it just so happens to be one of my faves.
Yeah, so, oh yeah.
Thought we'd give it a test on New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. New Run River North, the song is Beetle. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Run River North, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Nice.
Man!
Joe the Nanny says, love the song so much, dig so much. Sean says, auto dig, giggity. Love the whole album. Casey says, dig. Jonathan says, strings, give it an old school Jars of Clay feel, dig. And ooh, that's exactly what I was thinking. When strings came in, I was like, this sounds like an old Jars of Clay song. Heem says, nice, dig.
There you go. Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Thieves says, yeah, okay. Stefan gave it 3 thumbs way up.
3?
Yeah. And Lene says, such an awesome song. Love it. So that's a dig from me.
All right. There you go. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we got a few more jams to get to for New Music Tuesday.
Hey!
So stay close. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's a time
for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
I'm telling you, every time the Millennium Falcon flies into the shot and the John Williams score hits, I lose my mind on that teaser trailer.
And the light.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you did not have a cool childhood.
Yeah, or a good weekend. Jerk.
Oh, man. Welcome to New Music Tuesday and Team Awesome Morning Party. We are here with you sharing some new music that you get to vote on. Does it make it to rotation? Yay or nay? All you got to do is tell us whether or not you like it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, Paramore, they have a track on their latest record called Hate to See Your Heartbreak.
Yes, and they just put out a deluxe edition of said CD.
Mm.
And they went back and did the song again featuring Joy Williams of the Civil Wars.
Yes. So
and it's a slow jam,
yeah,
but it's good.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I mean, it's Haley and Joy Williams. So
I mean, how could it be bad? Am I right?
I don't know.
Dang, dude.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new reworked Paramore. Hate to See Your Heartbreak featuring Joy Williams from the now defunct Civil Wars. Dig it or bury it. Let us know. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Hate Wait to See Your Heartbreak, that one featuring Joy Williams from the Civil Wars.
Sorry, we turned the mic up for a second.
Stop it. No, we didn't.
You heard that.
Naked or Bear at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Thebe says, most productive thing I can say about this is that at least we won't be hearing any more Amber Lynn on New Music Tuesday.
Oh.
But we will be hearing a lot of Steven's solo stuff.
Hey, Thebe. What?
So good luck for you. Brian Clayton says, I repeat, Haley who? Stefan says, it's kind of boring, to be honest. Doug says, it sounds like Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Paul says, very Juice Newton. Did he mean Juice? I don't know. And for you young whippersnappers, that ain't a bad thing. Thebe says, okay. Oh, man, spot on. TJ says, it would have been better if the Civil Wars did it. Did you dig the hole before or after? Oh, it's before. Barry. And Michael Harvey says, dig, I hate to see your heartbreak. Love you. When are you going to read some scripture? We'll get to your word in a minute, buddy.
Least of these or Mizica?
Let's do, which one do you want to do?
We can do Mizica.
Let's do Mizica.
All right. Yesterday, my buddy Micah Talks, he is one member, one piece, one part of the band Anchor and Braille.
Woo!
And just an all-around good dude. He's been producing stuff, helping out with the Civil Twilight, doing stuff out in Nashville, writing some great music. And he's got a new project called Mizica. It's him and a friend of his. So he's rocking the Muzaks.
Maybe this is it.
And she is rocking the vocals.
Let's check it out.
Which kind of made me sad because, to be honest, Micah's got an incredible voice, and I was hoping for a new project with Micah singing. That's coming as well. He's working on a worship project. Mm-hmm. This dude is doing so many things.
Wow.
So, yeah. Here we go. We'll get into it and talk about it right after this. The song is Ready or Not by Mizica. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. CMOS Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Mizica, Ready or Not, dude. I dig that girl's voice.
No, that is a girl.
Yes. Isaac.
I will help
I think
you.
Her name is Isaaca?
Mizica.
No, Mizica is the name of the band.
The band is called Mizica.
I think it's
Mizica. Micah
and...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Doug nailed it. He said it sounds like Cyndi Lauper. Not a put down.
No, not at all.
Huge compliment.
Yeah.
Paul says, dig. Thebe says, I don't hate this, but I agree about wanting some more Micah Talks vocal work.
There you go.
TJ says, sounds like Stephen Christian. Oh, he edited it because it did say Amber Lynn. Way to go, Thebes. You just had to jinx it. It doesn't sound like Stephen Christian. Kevin says, pretty cool. Keeper.
Yeah, Micah sent an email yesterday and said, hey, just want to let you know that tomorrow, which is today, releasing the first single from Mizica. It's on SoundCloud. Wanted to share it with you first. Asked to spread the word.
Nice.
Do everything we could.
Yo, that's cool, man. That's
and,
really cool.
Yeah. Isaaca and Micah,
nice.
Which is Mizica. Her name is Isaaca. Yeah, there you go.
Neato.
New project. Tell us what you think about it. People loved it. I think. Speaking of new music.
Yay.
This made me so happy.
Yes.
I love this band.
Least of These has a new album coming out soon, and they just put out the new single. I can't remember the name of the album, but the name of the song is Temple Bodies.
From their record, But If We Only Run Tomorrow for Today.
From the record, Save Me From Myself Today Sometimes.
For Tomorrow.
For Tomorrow.
Today.
Save.
We Dine.
We can't remember what it's called.
Nope.
But the song is called Temple Bodies. Newest single from Least of These. Check it out. Tell us if you like it.
Dig it or bear it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Mustache.
Static. Brand new Least of These, Temple Bodies. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I don't even care what y'all say.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Brian Clayton says, dig from the first baseline. Love these guys. Also, have you heard the news about a band in Kansas? Yes.
What?
They're doing a Kickstarter. And they're on a Bad Christian now.
Oh, wow.
And they're actually recording with the same dude that did the House of Heroes EP.
That's cool.
The Smoke EP.
I like that.
Jay is an awesome dude. He's funny. We got a phone call.
Yeah, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static.
Hey, guys. It's Joelle the Nanny. Hey.
What up, Joelle the Nanny?
How's it going?
It's going.
Oh, good. Well, I just want to comment on the song. It was kind of repetitive, and it wasn't really special. But
you love Owl City.
Yeah. How can you call anything repetitive?
The most repetitive dude on the planet.
Take your words back right now and figure out a different way to say that.
Yeah.
His music is like poetry.
Uh-huh.
That's
really
dumb.
Yeah. Repetitive poetry.
Most music
like
is like poetry.
They have 9 words.
Yeah, you know, songs that repeat verses.
There's a lot of words in his song.
And they're all the same word.
Mm-hmm. Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Fireflies, butterflies.
Firefly in the sky.
It's butterfly wings.
I can go twice as high.
His latest hit, Grasshopper.
His latest hit, Alligator Mouth Sky.
Alligator Sky.
Alligator friend.
I can rap it, just so you know.
You will not rap on this radio.
Man. So did you like it?
I mean, yeah, it was good. I mean, it wasn't really special, but I mean, I could listen to it.
Okay. That's saying something, because there was like real guitars and like actual artists in that. And so that means a lot that you kind of liked it.
I have real artist friends, like Jesse G. He's a real artist.
Hey.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Is Jesse G a good dude?
He is a very good dude.
Cool. Maybe he needs to keep sending in more music.
Okay. Well, actually, my brother sent that one in because we couldn't get him to send in anything. So my brother recorded it. And
well, that was sweet.
Booyah.
Yes.
There you go.
I'll get him to send more stuff in.
Booyah. Do it! All right.
Okay. Have a good day, guys.
You too, Joelle. Joelle the Nanny, everyone.
That's her.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on all the new music.
All the new music for you.
Yeah. Good stuff, dude. That was a great morning.
I think it was.
If you missed any part of New Music Tuesday, you can always join me and Mitch at noon for the recap. And of course, Celeste counts down the top 5 at 5 for New Music Tuesday. Coming back, we got to talk about this Wise Pies Arena. Get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The Pit. The legendary arena.
I know.
Known as The Pit.
The Pit.
Got a name change yesterday.
Wise Guys Arena. Wise Pies Arena.
Wise Pies Arena.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. They sold the naming rights, to be honest. They just did that $60 million renovation, and they're like, we need to recoup some of that.
They need to recoup.
We need to get some recoupons.
Recoup.
And Wise Pies was like, we got recoupons.
We got you.
Here's $5 million. We're calling it Wise Pies Arena.
Gosh.
It immediately went like, boom.
Yeah, it did.
Exploded.
A lot of people around here are like, hey, wait a second. Then you got transplants like me that are like, this happens all the time.
Static.
What up, dude?
Shane! What up, Shane?
Who was that who was that last band that you played?
Least of These.
Dude, they're awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
And that song is one of my new favorite songs. There
sweet.
Dude, amazing. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Keep it up.
Hey. Hurricane Shane.
Oh, you lost it.
That guy is a mystery.
He is a mystery. He's been going through a lot recently.
Comes and goes as he pleases.
Shout out to Shane. Glad you're doing better, buddy.
Yeah?
Yeah, he had a death in the family. And he went...
What?
He did. It was on his Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook!
Can't help you then.
Oh, gosh.
Mystery solved.
So, the Lobos.
Yeah.
You and him... Changed the name of the arena. Sold the naming rights to Wise Pies. Wise Pies Arena.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, any ideas for a better name?
Yeah, because...
Wise Pies just isn't like a big local name to me yet.
Wise Pies Arena, it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue like The Pit.
Right. I love the idea of Dion's Ranch.
Dion's Ranch.
The Dion's Ranch.
The Breaking Bad place. let's see. My idea was It's All We've Got Arena, because that's like the claim to fame around here now that Breaking Bad's gone, is The Pit.
We could have called it The Meth Lab.
The Meth Lab. Come on down. Bring your kids. Kids night. Family night at the Meth Lab. Yeah, there's going to be a Christian band playing after the show or after the game. It's going to be great, man. I got 4 seats down at the Meth Lab. I can't come tonight.
Maybe just The Lab.
The Lab. Yeah, and then they sell, like, everything's dyed light blue, like the popcorn is light blue.
God. Static!
Dudes, I'm sorry, man, I was,
Shane!
I thought I heard you. I thought I heard you say, hey!
I did. Because I'm curious about this whole, have you heard about the renaming of The Pit?
Yeah, Wise Pies.
Wise Pies Arena, man, they changed the name, obviously, I mean, $5 million. For the naming rights, but we asked the question on Facebook because there's so many great local things.
Right.
So many things that Albuquerque's known for, and The Pit being one of them, we thought, why couldn't have they sold it to somebody that, you know, was local or...
Here's what's funny to me. It would be like you offering me $5 million to change my name. Would you stop calling me Shane? Dude, in my point being, maybe it's right. a bad example, but my point being that, dude, the pit is going to be the pit, and everybody's going to call it the pit, and I guess, you know, I don't know. I'd be interested to see how it really impacts the sales for WiseFive.
Right.
But, there's so many more important topics going on, especially today, that isn't anything that really grabs my attention much.
Well, thanks for trashing our topic.
No.
Guys are interested in it, I'm interested
Shane,
in it.
If you could name it just for fun, even though it's not the most important thing in the world, if you could name it anything, what would you name it?
I would name it Steve-O and Mateo's Magic Hoops Garden.
Magic Hoops Garden. That's
what I'd name it.
The Magic Hoops Garden.
God bless you guys.
God bless
you
too, man. Later. I love you.
Bye, buddy.
Hurricane Shane.
Magic
just
Hoops Garden.
You need more music and more of the word, man.
I've offended someone.
Oh, you have?
I put, look at this fancy wolf man. And then somebody said, do you seriously not know who Lucy Lobo
is?
That's
Lucy Lobo, bro.
Yeah, totally, man. I got you. I commented back, Lucy Lobo!
Static.
Hey.
Hi.
I got a name for the pit.
Let's hear it.
Podrell's Barbecue Pit.
Barbecue Pit.
See, Timothy on Facebook said Golden Pride Barbecue Pit.
There you go. See, that's a good call.
Good call.
Good one there. I like that. Thanks for the call.
Better.
See, you're incorporating the pit. How about the peach pit?
What about the rattlesnake pit?
Does anybody remember the peach pit? Am I the only one that's old?
I think you might.
90210! They hung out at the peach pit, didn't they? Is that what it's called?
You're the only one that watched that show religiously, so you're your only source.
The peach pit? Anyone?
I remember the Max from Saved by the Bell. The Max.
The peach pit.
The peach pit.
Gosh. All right. Coming up, we'll get into this conversation deeper, we promise.
We will.
Whoa,
throwback.
A little throwback for you. Some old school Switchfoot. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Well, all right. Welcome.
I think that's planning.
I think it is too. So weird.
That is weird.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Morning. 9 o'clock hour. I gotta fix that.
Oh, we got Quality Tam in studio right now.
It is Quality Tam Tuesday.
Morning, kids.
She's straight out of the other studio.
Straight
studio
out
150.
Of Compton. Man.
She's out of the lab and back in the waiting room place with us.
What? Right out
we're
of
the
there.
Waiting room.
Right out of there.
I feel like if the lab is the Studio 150, then we're the gas station outside. We're like the convenience store. It's like, yeah, come over here. We'll help you relax.
I enjoyed your rendition
refuel,
this morning of Joy to the World.
Thank you for that.
It's good.
Thank you.
But I bet it was
great. Was fantastic.
Thank you. It was just something I made up.
It's classic.
You made that song up.
Felt good.
I did. I wrote Joy to the World.
Love it.
Can we get that public?
You're a professional.
Thank you for that.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, you literally just said that to tens of people. So it's public now.
Quality Tam Tuesday, if you're just joining us, our girl Tamra from Battle Drums Worship. That's good. Also, voiceover, you do video work. We just saw it this morning.
I do.
17 minutes later.
Yep, I can read a teleprompter.
I was very impressed with that.
Good.
That was some skills, man.
I was trying to make nobody fall asleep.
Read, bro.
Straight alive.
That was the biggest script I've ever seen in my life.
I want to say, this is an award-winning time. I'd like to say thank you to my mom for reading to me as a child.
Yes.
And for teaching me how to emphasize... To put the right emphasis on the right
the wrong syllable.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that you come from a family where at least two generations of women have been able to read?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Improbable, but
right.
I accept it.
Right.
That's awesome.
Hey, in the line of my buddy, what's his name? You know, the guy on Interstellar.
Yes,
Matthew McConaughey. In the words of Matthew McConaughey, impossible but necessary.
Wait, ooh, what? Did you already
was
say
that
Interstellar?
An Interstellar?
Are you
don't
ruining
tell,
things?
Don't ruin
that's
it.
My transition to
don't
let you know that I saw Interstellar.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's just a line.
I'm going to walk
it's
over
a line.
Here.
Woman.
I'm going to kick you.
It's
that's
a
called
line.
A spoiler.
No, it's not.
I didn't
want
to know he said that.
No, he did
no
say
reading.
It.
No reading for a month, Tamara.
He's...
We were talking off air about kids. How long has Interstellar? Yeah. How long has it been since that movie released?
You're gonna. I have no idea.
Okay, weeks and weeks.
Here's what I know.
Still haven't seen it. And
here's
me and Matt were like, we're going day one.
Yeah, and we didn't go.
Well,
we're liars.
So,
well,
there you go.
First, see Big Hero 6.
Haven't seen that. My
first
kids saw it without
that.
Me.
I know. I remember you telling me that, and I was like, so, oh my gosh. But you still should see it. But get this. The only time I see a movie is when my mother is in town because my mom is a movie-holic.
Mm.
I need to get an intervention, I think.
Intervention.
She's like,
intervention.
She calls me at like 11 p.m. and she's like, hey, what are you doing? Just sleeping.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I was just going to see if you and Tones wanted to go see a movie.
Oh, it's
right
so
now?
Awesome.
Right now.
Like, is it
and
bad?
She's not the
does
kind.
She have like the movie interlock system installed in her car?
Pretty
she
much.
She has to breathe into it. And like, I'm
Teresa,
not going to the movies.
You've seen it?
She's
yeah.
got a tracker.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
We're tracking
say
her.
It. Or she'll use the whole, like, hey, we should go to dinner. I know what that means.
It means we're going to go to a movie.
Dinner
after.
Means
oh,
movie.
I
dinner
love that.
Means movie. That's mom, though. Oh, that's
I'm
mom.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have the coolest mom.
I know.
She's pretty awesome.
I'm like, this is the best life ever.
But it kind of is weird because she's, like, really, like, beautiful and, like, the pretty lady that doesn't look her age. And
mm-hmm.
she's really funny. And I'm like, quit whistling at my mom.
We're both married. Are you trying to hook us up with your mom?
No.
It just got really weird in
no.
here.
No.
But I feel like when I was younger, we would walk down the street and I would hear someone be like, and I'd be like, well, I know you're not talking to me.
Oh.
I knew. I would look and be like, that's gross.
Look, I like to
quit
whistle,
it.
Okay?
Quit it.
I apologize. I didn't know that was your mom.
Ugh.
You have the most passive-aggressive way of talking
she's,
to me. Just say, just say,
just
Matt,
saying.
Don't do that stuff.
Don't do that stuff.
Don't
oh,
do it, man.
Man.
Speaking your language.
Nah, I'm kidding. I was whistling at you, Tamara.
Yeah.
Worse. Made it worse.
I
all
was
right.
13.
So what's going on with Battle Drums?
Horrible. We are...
Let's just talk worship.
We are working. Today, we're going to be doing another song. And
really?
We're going to lay down the tracks today. Our singer, unfortunately, for this song is going to be out of town until Friday, which
nice.
Is Ryan. So
he's
he
out
will
of town.
Be,
mm-hmm. What does he think he's doing?
Did he go back to Disneyland where he lives? Because he's got the best like Disney magical voice.
Beard. Oh,
voice.
Yeah.
Every time I hear him, I'm like, no, he's the prince from that one movie.
You know what? And I'm proud of Ryan because he has really adapted well to Aaron. You know, encouraging him to
Aaron Gillespie
to really get you know. Kind of like with that raw sound.
Yeah.
He wants Ryan's raw sound. He doesn't want him just to do what he thinks he's supposed to do when
okay.
he sings. He wants him to just sing from his heart, from
that's
his gut. That's
going to sound interesting.
You're going to love it.
Okay. Yeah, because Ryan's got like this pristine, pitch
yeah.
perfect, like,
yeah.
here's my voice, everyone.
Yeah. And he kind of took a little
I
bit of the...
I'm on a flying carpet. It's
well,
pretty great.
Now he's kind of taken a
it's
little
like
bit
rugged.
Of the Disney off, and he's kind of just being him.
Mm.
All him. Don't even worry about the classical trainers, even though he still uses great, what's the word?
Vibrato.
Whatchamacallit.
He uses,
he's got the
yeah.
He's got, who's
yeah.
it and what's
he's still singing over? Correctly.
You want thingamabobs?
I got 20.
He's yeah. singing correctly.
But who cares?
But you're going to like
no
it.
Big deal.
You're gonna
I
like
want
it.
More.
That's it.
Hey,
that's it. Yeah.
I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see them dancing, strolling along.
Why
down
are you guys
the...
singing perfect
what's
tune
the...
together?
Street.
Is that because you're both singing the same key?
Maybe.
Let me
flipping
guess. You sing in the key of B.
Don't get too far.
Are you singing in the
legs
key of B?
Legs are required for jumping, dancing,
wow.
strolling along in those. What do you call
I think I already said street.
Oh, street.
Feet.
Up where they walk.
Did you say
where
feet?
They run,
I think so.
Up where they stay all day
in the sun.
Hey, here's what I like about Mateo.
Did you yeah. need me to record
says,
a song for you?
He says, all day. And he also says, hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
He says,
I don't say hold.
He says, hold on.
Hold on for one more
hold
day.
Hold on.
I say hold on.
No, see, hold on. Hold on. It's still.
You're offending me.
It's just your language. You
I'm starting
speak
to get
two
sweaty.
Oh, you're
man.
Bilingual.
I'm bilingual and ambidextrous. That means I can speak four languages.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. How did we start singing?
Dude, how did we not start? Do you remember who you're talking to? I've got a song in my heart constantly. Yeah. It's usually a Disney song.
I think you guys sing in the key of B.
Yeah, I do.
I think we sing in the key of glory.
Yes. I really do. I sing in the key of B. I really do.
I could hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Good. Perfect pitch of it. Do you see pretty, colors?
That's pretty magical that you just nailed that. That's true.
I
think it's
it.
Because
we really
we've been going over that in the studio a ton, and we have to be like, okay, what key is this in? What key is
what
that
key
in?
What key is this in?
Hey, so I felt B.
You know who
I'm
the
a
best,
musician.
The best person, the best, one of the best singers I've ever seen.
Tell me.
Who had perfect pitch and could identify something?
Say it.
Dan Hasseltine from Jars of Clay. Check it
Jars
out.
Jars of Clay.
Dawn did a song with them on their Shelter record.
Yes.
And we got to go to their studio, which was so awesome. And he started singing. He was like, so we're thinking your part can go like, no. Well, hang on. No. And perfectly. Like, we hadn't even heard it yet. Hadn't even heard any of the music yet, but that's what it... And then they started playing it, and it was like, he remembered.
Wow.
And I was like, jeez, that guy is crazy!
Have you ever heard of Brett Manning?
Yes. Yeah, she went to his vocal. I actually took some lessons from that school.
Don't say that. Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She goes, oh, what's his
That's
name?
That's what I want for
she
Christmas.
Doesn't go to... She went to him a couple of times. Dave from Waverly went to him a few times.
I love him.
He's really, really good.
I stalk him on YouTube.
You guys ever heard of
no.
little dude named Peyton Manning?
No, Brett Manning,
yeah,
though.
He's
one of the best vocal coaches.
I think they're brothers.
Me
did,
too.
He did
Me
Haley.
Too.
He did Haley from Paramore.
Oh, wow.
He's done, he helped out Taylor Swift, I think. He does, like, he can take a tone-deaf person. Seriously.
And
he
turn
can take
them
a tone
into
deaf
wine.
And make them into a professional singer. New wineskins, Tamara. New wineskins.
Wow.
Yes.
A big component in the process is wine. Because once you lose your inhibitions, you just start singing. That's the whole. That's the foundation of karaoke.
And alcoholism. Yeah. But
oh,
I do want you to know.
That's where that comes in.
That
makes sense.
I have been looking him up quite a bit.
I think I've led many friends astray.
And for Christmas, that's
and
what
down?
I want.
No, Steve-O.
Just up.
I want Brett Manning to help me for
hey,
my
hey,
for
okay.
Christmas.
It's really, I can't remember
anybody
the name
who's
of
listening right now, and you know Brett Manning, I want you to call him.
There's different coaches.
The guy
he
from
has,
Flight
like,
of the Conchords, right?
He's incredible.
Brett, and there's Jermaine.
No.
It was so great.
He has a school in Nashville, and there's different coaches. And the guy that helped, that's Dawn's vocal coach, and yeah, he's really good. I can't remember his name.
I'm telling
but
you.
But he's based out of L.A.
Just
so
his warm-ups alone. They changed my life.
Dude, he's like sinking threes.
Did you
like,
know? Let's do some. Do you want to give some advice on the air?
You
want to
get
do
some,
I want to?
Some singing advice?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, the strangest sound could come from your mouth, but yet, what's really happening is you're relaxing every vocal cord you have.
Oh.
And here's that sound.
Let's sing about it.
Are you ready for the sound?
I'm ready. Sorry.
That is it. He's doing it.
That's what
you
you're
have to totally.
To do in the
you
morning?
Have to totally. Yep. Don't make it go. Meh. You have to do it again, Mateo.
I would do that all the time. My mom thought it was obnoxious.
You know what that does?
So did my brother.
It like smacks.
You're shaking your vocal cord there, and it pushes all the phlegm and mucus.
You're totally stretching. It's like giving a big stretch and a big yawn in the morning.
Wow,
it's beautiful. So that's the tip of the day. It's a singing tip of the day.
Singing like tip of the day.
Thank you, Brett Manning.
Another one is to do scales, and you do this. Look at me. All right, if you could see me on the webcam, you push your cheeks together like this, like you're going to kiss the microphone like this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you go.
But you look ridiculous.
Yeah,
but
and it
you
makes your voice be awesome.
Yeah.
Because it teaches you to sing.
Because then you can
sing.
Be like, Wah!
You're trying to sing. You don't want to sing from down here or from your chest so much. You want to sing
from
with
that
your,
gut, baby.
Your nasal cavity. You don't want to sing nasally, but you utilize your nasal cavity.
Right.
I like this.
That's why, and here's the whole thing. When you think about little kids.
Yes.
Little kids can scream all day long.
And never lose their voice.
Never lose their voice.
Bam.
And it's because they're naturally doing it correctly.
That's
but
right.
As we grow and we try to sing, we pick up these
When you sleep, you breathe
mistakes.
Correctly.
Yeah.
When you inhale, your stomach goes out. When you exhale, your stomach goes in. Try it, Steve-O.
What?
Try it.
Go ahead.
Inhale.
Exhale. Nope. Do you see your shoulders?
Yeah.
See? You failed.
What? I felt my tummy.
Nope.
Like.
Try it again.
It was from my diaphragm.
Ready? Try it again.
We're going over singing lessons.
There we go.
Do we have a phone call?
There we go.
Jason Catrone.
Nice.
That's who you need to look up.
Man.
Gonna do it.
Static.
Morning.
Good morning. It's Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
Like, all my life I've grown up being able to play the kazoo with my mouth.
You have great breath control.
And my siblings can do it. And it used to drive our parents crazy.
Good.
It sounds like this. And we can do any tune.
They can do any
tune. I'm proud of you.
I know. That's my musical talent.
Bless you.
My children have real musical talent, and they can play the drums, electric guitar, string guitar, all the other things.
And I hope they say thank you, Mom, for giving us this talent. Thanks for the genes.
So good.
She didn't pull over to the side of the road and leave us there.
There we go.
But I thought I would share my kazoo talent with you.
Thank you, kazoo story.
Thanks, amazing. That sounded just like a kazoo.
Just like it.
See, there you go.
That's good.
That's pretty good, man.
That's a kazoo, Sonny. Get it right.
Oh, my gosh.
So do we have any trivia plan for the day, boys?
I don't know, Doug. Do we have anything for her?
I'm sure we...
Hey, you know who you need to talk to about children. My boy, Doug.
Doug, yeah? Congratulations.
He's in the thick of it right now, though. He is in the throes of rearing a child.
Congratulations.
That child has rear-ended his life.
Is it a boy or girl?
Boy.
Oh, boy.
His name is Jackson.
My husband seems to think that we're going to have five boys. So here's what I told him. I said, thank you for making sure that God gives us seven girls now.
Wow.
Now that you have spoke that out there.
Yeah, I wanted a girl.
You did?
So badly.
It's very biblical that our words that we speak can change the universe.
Hey.
Three boys. Not biblical. Not biblical at all. Not biblical.
Literally, when you speak something into the universe, you change it.
You change it.
That's why I do stuff like this. I will be rich today.
Oh, I love that.
Just changed the universe.
And now I am poor.
Did it happen?
Yeah, it did. Oh. I just got, literally, it's like that moment on the Skulls when Joshua Jackson just got a huge bank account.
I never saw that movie.
I just checked it, and I've got like tens of dollars in there.
I did see The Firm. Okay. Is it like the same?
I never saw that.
I don't think I saw The Firm, which is funny because John Grisham, the author, is from Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you.
Interstellar is going to blow your mind.
Stop talking about Interstellar. I hear every Christian needs to see it.
You said that last time. Why?
I don't know. Why? That's what I've had multiple
friends. Because of science.
Tell me that.
Yeah, it is. It's the world between humanists and creationists.
Ooh.
Stop it, Tamara. Right. I feel like you're ruining.
Spoiler!
No spoiler.
Man.
No.
My favorite part is when Jesus shows up with that green lightsaber.
I don't feel like that's in that movie.
But here's what's
cool. Shaped like a cross.
Here's what's cool.
Is
right when you,
like,
you know, it gets you every time. You're like, what? Like six times.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
So it's good.
You were sitting by Lil Jon in the movie theater.
What? Okay.
I was like, when did Lil Jon get to the movie theater? And why? Do you talk in movies? Do you talk?
You are. You're the talker.
I whisper.
Oh, no.
She whispers. This is the Tamara. Okay, we're at the movies. Tam, and you're her husband.
Oh, okay. Well,
we do this sort of thing all the time.
Yeah, go.
I need movie music. So,
all right, lean over and ask me for popcorn.
Okay.
Go.
Hey, can I get some popcorn? What did you say? I'm enjoying the movie. I would love some popcorn.
Wait.
Okay. Hey, listen.
Babe,
I need to go to the bathroom.
Babe, why are you so loud?
No, I'm whispering.
Guys,
I have to whisper like this so my voice is maintained.
Babe,
whispering is the worst thing you could do for your voice.
Babe, you are being so obnoxiously loud.
No, listen. You listen to me.
Why?
I'm into this movie.
You sound like Gollum.
No, I don't want to have children yet.
What?
What?
Just watch the movie.
I am watching the movie.
That wasn't
don't
me.
Don't you shh me. Okay.
You wait. Us.
You wait till we leave. You wait till we leave this theater. You wait.
You sound like Batman whispering.
I am Batman. I'm Tam Man.
This is what you do in movies?
How could you act like this?
No, what I do, my dad hates it because I lean over and I'm like, Dad, I bet that guy's a bad guy.
Oh, gosh.
I could totally see it in his eyes. Oh, my gosh. He's bad. And my dad's like, okay. that's all he says, just to get me to be quiet.
We have a rule in the Jeter household. When we go to the movie theater with children, this is what we do.
Mm.
Okay, guys.
No talking.
Trailers. You can kind of talk and go, I want to see that. I know everybody wants to see it. That's why they showed it to us. It's a trailer. They want you to see their movie.
Mm.
I really want to see it too, son. I know. But the second the lights go down and the actual movie starts,
it's
no talking.
It's a quiet game.
Hey, no talking.
What
okay?
if your kids have to pee? Do you
lights,
tell them to be quiet?
They just pee in their pants.
Yeah. We put diapers on them. My son's 11.
Put your movie diaper on.
Put your movie diaper on.
Movie diaper.
Movie diaper.
I make them go.
It's like, I look at my watch and I go, movie's supposed to start in 2 minutes. Now is the time. And I
now
take them
time.
To the bathroom.
Good call.
Right before the movie starts.
Good call. I'm going
to
try that with my mom.
If you miss the first trailer, you get really angry and you go, now we have to wait to the next showing and see the first trailer because trailers are like the best part of the movie.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom, since she's so, you know, addicted to these films, she'll be like, hey, she'll call me 7:15. Hey, do you want to go see that movie at 7?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, I mean...
Well, Mom, we could have, but... Okay, good.
We got a phone call randomly.
All right.
And they have sustained...
Sustain.
The waiting game.
Sustain.
Let's go live now to line one.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I called in just a while ago, and I wanted to show you what I could do with my voice.
Oh, good.
Oh,
okay.
I love
this
it.
This is good. This is all of a sudden like a game show.
Well, we can't see it.
This
but
is
let's
great.
Hear it.
This is good.
I want to hear it.
Yeah.
No, not many people can do this, and my mom hates it.
Good. That was terrifying.
Listen, I feel like
you growl like that. You have to. I don't know. Maybe it's a natural thing with me.
Did this just become like
a gift?
America's Got Talent.
It's a gift.
Yes, call in and show us what you can do.
Thank
it's
you
a gift.
So much. That was good.
All right.
I think that's slightly. Bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Bye.
505-338-3700. We have copies of the Brand New Citizens and Saints record to
give
away.
Oh!
So whoever can call in with the best voice wins it?
Well, I don't know. Or just whatever skill you've got. Random skill.
It's skill day.
It just became America's Got Talent.
I know. See what happens when you give out voice tips?
Albuquerque's Got Talent.
Static Radio's Got Talent.
I mean,
show.
We do.
No.
Yeah.
Refusal.
We try.
No, we don't.
I'm just
Doug
saying.
Has talent.
So if you would like to win something, all you got to do, call us up.
Rapper.
With whatever it is, you're bestowed with whatever
too
gift
bad you
is.
Guys can't see my brother
right,
if he
listen.
Were to call in because he can play the trumpet.
Y'all,
the
you,
air trumpet.
If you got a talent
the
and you ain't calling trumpet. In, you burying it in the ground and that's, you know what it says about that.
That's not a talent.
Don't bury it in
a
the ground.
Talent.
The air trumpet?
He can play the air trumpet. He goes,
so it's like, mur-mur-mur-mur-mur-mur.
And he sounds like a real trumpet player. And his cheeks pop out. It makes me laugh every single time.
Yeah, but can
time.
He do this?
Yep.
Did you hear that?
Yep, I did. It was a puppy.
You know who did hear that? Dogs everywhere.
Is this why you talk so much in movies? You were like very easily entertained, and you're just like,
I think the
that was the best thing I've ever seen.
I think the best, like the main point of today, the best thing to walk away with is that you should never go see a movie with Tam.
Yeah.
Yes, you should see a movie
because that's
with
when
me.
The quality disappears.
No.
Or Mitch and I, because if the movie
yeah.
is kind of bad, I gotta be honest, Celeste,
you leave? Do you
no,
leave?
Celeste and Matt. Got really mad at us because we all went as a radio crew to see Noah.
Noah, Doug
and,
went too.
And yes, Dougie was there as well.
I got you,
Doug. And Mitch and I were so like
they wouldn't
what,
shut
what?
Up. They
we
wouldn't
were
shut
so
up.
Bored. It was so bad that it became Mystery Science Theater 3000. And Mitch and I were commenting and being hilarious. And Celeste and Matt were like. Pissed.
They were
because
like,
they were just like, you are ruining this movie.
You know?
And I said, no, you're obviously not watching it. The movie is ruining
and
this
then,
movie.
And then we walked out and he's like, yeah, it was really bad. I mean, this blah, blah, blah. And it was like, he didn't watch the movie.
You don't know.
He didn't watch it.
Because you
I
didn't
did!
Watch it.
He was too busy talking to Mitch.
Here's my question.
It was so bad. We were so bored.
Tell
and
me
you
how...
and Celeste were like, angry.
Yeah.
What about Moses?
Because when you go to a movie, you watch the movie, you don't play around with your, you know, you just
You
sit...
were angry.
Do I get a chance to speak
yes.
for myself?
Speak for yourself.
What are you even talking
I'm
about?
Talking about when we went and saw Noah. We're talking about movie theater
that
talkers.
That movie's epic, and you were being
what?
Distracted.
Oh my gosh, a movie is epic?
The
what are you talking about?
I love that movie.
Celeste
okay.
just lost
listen,
her salvation.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
Celeste,
hold on, hold on.
It's right
don't,
over there on the floor.
Don't
quick.
Talk to Kyle then, our
who do
video
you believe
guy,
would
because
be the
he
one...
loves it.
I never saw it, so...
Oh, okay.
Who
Darren Aronofsky. Movie.
Who would listeners believe the one is slipping out? The one that's yelling at the top of his lungs right
no,
now?
I'm saying I'm admitting I talked in that movie.
Right.
I'm not a movie talker, but that movie was so bad that Mitch and I just became like Mystery Science Theater 3000, like mocking it
you
as we went.
It for everybody else.
And we did. We ruined it for everybody.
Thank
apologize.
You.
Okay,
Celeste.
I'm gonna go see it and make the final
united.
Decision.
We're united, Celeste.
Honest. I'll let you borrow it. I own it.
Moses.
He owns the film.
I hope Moses is really good.
I
it
do, too. It looks fantastic.
It looks like it's a. They put a lot of money into it,
mm-hmm.
and they look like they might portray the true story.
No. Right. Hey, here's the thing.
But it's Hollywood.
My problem is that every year at Christmas, Dawn's family, and like whenever we go and we stay with them, we all
yeah.
go see a big movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. traditionally, it's been, they went to see, before I was in the picture, they went to see The Lord of the Rings every year.
Okay.
But The Hobbit has been coming out, so we've been going to see The Hobbit. Here's the problem. There's a new Hobbit that comes out. Stoked. Probably going to be that one. But
but...
Interstellar.
Mm.
Exodus.
Mm.
What else is coming out? Into the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Yes.
There are so... And there's more. There are more movies coming out. Fury.
There, still haven't seen Fury.
So many good movies are out right now. That would make great holiday movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, because we do. We see one every Christmas.
Yeah. And so it's like, what?
That'll go away when you have kids.
What are we going to decide to do now?
No, it won't.
I'm telling you, bro. Don't because be that
their,
person that goes
into the
movie.
It's because of their grandmother. You know
Mitch
what's going to happen?
Ruined friendship because her and Kelly took their baby
to the
movie
happen.
Theater.
Here's what's going to happen when I have kids. Mm. I'm going to say, I'm going to come home and be like, where did my husband go? And he's going to call me and say, hey, I was just with some friends because your mom wanted to take our kids to a movie again.
Mm, that's
and
so great,
and then my mom's going to pour into my children movies.
Movies.
That's my guess.
Good. I hope they're good
I'll probably movies. See more movies. When I have kids.
You'll see Mormon movies?
No, you'll
see.
Because of my mom.
Is that what
mom.
You said?
You'll see.
My mom's Mormon.
You'll see more
just
kids
kidding.
Movies.
My mom's Mormon.
Gosh.
I already see kids movies.
See,
do
I want
to
see Big Hero 6.
Okay,
really
good.
Do.
Here we go.
Static.
Static. Great talent
Hello.
Day.
Oh, God. Hello, I'm calling for the talent of the voice for the
Woo-hoo!
Contest.
Let's hear it. You
go
got
right
a
ahead.
Good accent going on.
I can do a perfect American accent.
Yeah, you can.
Let's hear it.
I can. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Ready.
Ready.
All right, hi, hello.
Wow.
I'm John. I'd like a hamburger, please.
Wow.
It's pretty good, man.
That was a fantastic American accent.
I know, right?
Well done.
That was genius.
Okay, guys, I got to go. Goodbye.
No, you have to hang on the line because
yeah,
we're totally giving you a
we're
CD.
We're giving you a CD for being funny.
That was hilarious.
Doug, can you get his info?
You.
Yeah,
thank you, Doug.
No problem. Great American accent.
That was great.
Okay.
That was a great...
That was awesome.
Let me read you guys a list of movies. Okay.
Do we have another
Those
caller?
Those are our listeners. I'm okay. okay.
Coming soon.
Okay. Movie list.
Okay.
Go.
Movie list. Exodus.
Exodus.
Yes.
The Hobbit.
Mm. The Hobbit.
There's going to be Hobbit marathons. Into the Woods.
I want to see that one.
Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah.
He's good.
He knows all about that.
Good for you that you know directors' names. Is that
no,
a director?
That's not the director.
Okay.
He
the actor?
The composer who put together Into the Woods.
Oh.
What?
Now I feel like
the
an
musical.
Idiot. Now I
yeah.
feel like an idiot.
Sorry. It's this stuff called music.
I was still on Interstellar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Battle
Speaking
drums.
Of Interstellar. I would really like to see Horrible Bosses 2, but I can't back that up because nobody else wants to.
Nope.
No.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
I didn't see the first one.
Big Hero 6.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Gone Girl. Fury.
I heard...
Birdman. Gosh. Nightcrawler.
Birdman's
the Judge.
Out!
Yeah. Gosh.
I heard that.
So many good
Dumb
movies.
Dumb and Dumber 2 flopped.
It didn't flop. It actually
like,
got...
Compared to the other ones. Compared to the other one.
Well, the other one became a cult favorite after the fact. And that's probably what will happen with this one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm. Yeah. It did really well its
Are
first week, and then it
teller?
Dropped off. No, I'm a wizard.
That's exciting.
And there's a difference, you know.
There is a big difference.
Huge difference.
Some of us deal in just typically, like, good magic. Some people go for dark magic.
Stop it.
But you're into good
I think it's perfect
I'm kind
of,
I'm
of
in
the
I'm
in
the middle ground.
Did you
I do
play
both.
In
you're
Wizard
the
of Oz?
I use what I need at the when I need it.
We actually saw Wicked on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of wizards.
Yeah.
We saw Wicked on Broadway.
Is there a wizard in Wicked?
Just mainly for the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, right.
That
right.
wizard was wicked. He was wicked.
Wait,
cool.
I thought
it was wicked awesome. It
I
was wicked awesome.
Was like
wicked
a
awesome.
Yeah, because we saw Wicked in Boston. Because
she had like a bad
I mean,
upbringing.
New York.
And it was like, see, it's
it
not
was
her
great.
Fault. She was a witch because her mom was mean to her and her dad was never around.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you this, okay?
Yeah.
So something that you guys may not know about me. Wow, with this music in the background.
Yeah, this is epic.
It's pretty
you better
epic.
Go big or go
exciting.
Home.
Exciting. I work
Don't
in jails and
it.
Prisons.
What? You work in jails and
yeah,
prisons?
Yeah, I was doing that for about
Damn.
4 years.
Okay.
Good grief.
And so when I saw Wicked,
uh-huh.
it was really cool because I took a lot of those little principles away with me when I go back in and I teach and everything else.
Oh,
actually, I'm sure some of my girls are listening right now. Ladies,
Boom.
Good
shout
morning.
Out, shout out to the girls.
Shout out to my girls. MDC.
My girls.
Grant's Women's Prison.
Grant's Women's.
But... It's really cool because those movies help you take away and teach very important lessons. Because think about
lessons.
All the life lessons that are in Wicked.
Yeah, you want me to tell you a movie that'll teach you some lessons
if
you can
you're
take
born
away?
Green.
Bring in tears.
Care Bears the movie.
Mm.
I never
kick
saw
it.
Kick
it back 80s style.
I never
that
saw it.
That movie is about this kid that gives his soul over to this entity.
Whoa.
And the Care Bears have to step in and help him understand that that's not how you change the world, man. Because when you give your soul over to the bad thing, thinking that it's going to make you great, all it does in turn is make you the worst.
I'll tell you what. I
oh
never thought
gosh.
That I would ever use movie anything, storylines for life.
But you do.
But when I was a boy, I used to live in Four Hills, and I was up in the mountains.
Oh, you're a rich
kid. I came across this being.
He's a rich kid.
It was about 3 feet tall, and his tummy was glowing, and he looked kind of sick. And I was what is happening? Oh, my gosh. Were you there?
That was me.
Okay.
I was in disguise.
And so I took him home. I fed him Reese's Pieces.
I was believing you this whole time until just now.
It's the plot of E.T., dummy.
What? What gave it away? The E.T. music in the background? I've been playing it for a minute solid. Gosh.
Yeah,
Josh.
Get on your game, Tam.
Hey, Tam, we love it when you're in studio. This is the best.
My heart was going out to this little being.
Oh, yeah. No, it was real.
And then
totally
when you
real.
Called a person a being, I figured I should have thought that through.
Can I read you guys part of the plot from Care Bears the movie?
Oh,
no.
At an amusement park, Tenderheart Bear spots a magician's apprentice named Nicholas.
Here.
While unloading a trunk of goods for his master, the Grand Fettuccine, Nicholas finds an old book with a diary-style lock. When he unlocks
Alfredo
it, an evil spirit... Hey, Mystery Science Theater.
Sorry.
Back to you.
When he unlocks it, an evil spirit appears as a woman's face and starts corrupting him.
What?
Why
Notice,
are they making women?
It was a woman's face.
This is
exactly.
A kid's
movie? Because it's biblical.
Oh, here we go.
With his help, it lays waste to the park and begins a quest to remove all caring from the world.
Mm. I'd like to open the call lines to feminists in the world.
505-338-3700.
I want you to know you have just opened the call lines.
I would like you to open
to
up
the feminists.
And call. Call us in order to put Mateo straight.
I would like
straight.
To open the call lines.
Here's the thing. They know that I'm from the South and I'm really stupid, so they all get it. They get it. They're like, well, he's a little slow.
And he's got a killer mustache.
Hey, let me guess. They say, bless his heart.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. Nate Heitzik might have that thing on his face, but I'm going to take this mustache and make it look good. Which is something that he could never do.
Ooh.
Challenge.
Nate, that's a challenge.
He just threw down the mustache gauntlet.
Yeah. No, his mustache is all twisty and with the wax. He's got a pro mustache.
But
it harkens back to his predecessor, Steve-O, who invented the mustache. He was bragging about it earlier.
You know, to be fair, I didn't invent it.
Mitch did.
My uncle, Tom Selleck.
Oh, yeah.
You may have heard of him. He's my uncle.
He was...
You're lying.
He was the bandit.
He was the bandit. Maybe you've heard
of him. No, that's Burt Reynolds!
Yeah.
Gosh!
And he had this dude named Smokey chasing him. And it's pretty cool.
Oh, the guy on Baywatch.
Yeah.
He
was in another show.
Right.
It was called Miami Vice.
Gosh, you guys, that's Got Don
it.
Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Get it right.
Yeah.
Top Gun, man.
He was also Goose in Top Gun.
No, that was...
It was really cool.
Gosh. And the guy on Baywatch.
Is it scary that I'm like, that's Anthony Edwards. That's David Hasselhoff. I know too much about nothing.
He also played...
I have to go.
He played the angel in Bill and Ted.
Okay, no, that was George Carlin.
Yeah.
Rufus.
Right. Tom Selleck.
And he wasn't an angel. He was from the future, unless you're talking about the second one, and that was Bogus Journey, and that was the Grim Reaper, not an angel.
Yeah, and he was also the Ghost of Christmas Past.
And Doc from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Now you're stepping on my toes.
Got it. Got it.
Wow, Got it. Amazing. I don't know how we do this every Tuesday.
Wow.
We roll through the hour, and then we're like, dude.
Hey, we gave a CD away. That's what matters.
We did give a CD away to that incredible dude from Czechoslovakia. Fantastic American accent.
Great job.
Gosh, dude, just so right
on.
It
was almost like his American accent was taking over.
Yeah.
Almost.
Weird. You've been here too long, friend.
Yeah, man.
You need to go home.
Amazing.
Tam,
yes. You come in once a week and it sucks when you leave because you need to start coming in more than once.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sucks the life out of the room when
you
come in.
If you get enough callers on the phone, on the call lines,
then we're like, hey, we want Tamra.
And if you
more.
Get enough Facebook messages, I will come in more.
Will you really?
I will. I have to be petitioned.
Oh, wow.
I have to know it's true.
Good grief.
I have to know it's
Girl,
true.
Girl, you know it's true.
Somebody, Leonard says he would like to hear you sing Something in the Water by Carrie Underwood.
Ooh!
All right.
Let's do that next Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll totally grab the karaoke track and
I'll come ready.
Do you know that song?
I'm going to learn it.
Okay. Wow.
I did. I heard it once and it gave me chills.
Really?
I heard it 3 times, but...
She filled in yesterday for Bono. Yeah.
Big shoes to fill.
Let's be honest. I know we're like gearing up to leave. Here's the thing. Monday Night Football, they only showed a couple of the artists, but it just goes to show you how perfect Bono. I mean, Bono Vox, the voice. That's the name. Bono. He's the voice,
right?
And so...
That's a good point.
So here's the deal, bro. There were a couple people that they showed thinking, oh, this is going to be just as good because these guys are huge artists. The first artist that took the stage to help Bono because he was in an accident. He couldn't perform. It was World AIDS Day. And so Red, the organization that is Bono's, did a free concert in New York City.
Oh,
Bono wasn't there.
My gosh.
Called a bunch of his friends.
That's why it was free.
To see if they would fill in for him. Chris Martin took the stage.
And? The crowd fainted.
No, I got to be honest. He had a t-shirt that said substitute, and it was hilarious. I love Chris Martin. I love Coldplay.
It wasn't good.
It was not U2. It was not. He at least did a decent job, because then right after that, Bruce Springsteen took the stage.
I just want you to know you're about to offend most of the Eastern Seaboard.
Okay, listen, Eastern Seaboard. There are two songs in my heart that are tied for the greatest rock and roll song of all time.
Give it to me.
They are Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Everlong.
And Where the Streets Have No Name by U2.
Mmm.
And our boy, The Boss, tried to do Where the Streets Have No Name. I wanna run! That was even better than he did it. That was better.
It's really good.
Solid. It was terrible. Like, it wasn't even like, yeah, but it's The Boss singing U2.
I'm gonna YouTube it.
Don't.
I'm doing it.
Carrie Underwood, Kanye West, they got a bunch of people to fill in for Bono. Yeah.
But how did I miss this?
Because it was on Monday Night Football, and so unless for some reason you just love sports and or care about the Jets or Dolphins who played last night, you missed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm a Giants fan.
Tam, if I know you, you were probably watching WWE.
Yes, dude.
Highly likely.
Highly, gosh. That's it for us. We're out.
Miss you already.
It's been a fun show. Yes. If you guys love Tam, we'll take requests. She's a singer. We're going to make her do karaoke next week.
Okay.
Or maybe this week if we get more response. I'm telling you.
Quality time.
Right. Come back. Hang out with us. You got to get into the studio. Aaron Gillespie's here producing your record and all that whatnots.
That's right.
It's pretty cool.
Drummer for Paramore.
That's awesome. He's a good dude.
He's a great dude.
He needs to come back in studio and hang with us too.
I'm picking him up from the airport at 2 o'clock today.
Oh, why did you just tell people that? Now there's going to be like freaky fans out at the airport at 2 o'clock.
When she says airport, she means in Denver.
Yes.
She has to drive to Denver. You better get on the road.
I can't wait to see like who actually shows up for that. There you go. It's going to be good. Nicely done, Tamara.
Yeah. Poor
he
method.
He flies in gate A12 on Southwest. I'm just kidding.
Please be gathered with signs.
He's always hungry, so bring food.
Hey, ooh, you know what? Nice. Speaking of that, I wish somebody would bring me some food today.
There you go. I like that.
Bless it.
Okay.
Bless it.
Somebody bring us a Dion's.
A Dion's?
A Dion's?
Like a franchise?
How yeah, bring us the whole thing. Are you?
What are you talking about? I'm from Mississippi. It's 100%.
Oh, incredible. Download the podcast, mystaticradio.com/mornings, if you missed it.
I'm American, ain't I?
That's it for us. We'll see you guys again tomorrow. Tam, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I was just doing an applause.
Okay, good. There we go. On that note, Steam Awesome Morning Party.
John Stamos.
What? Static.